here at Reading Garden of Lights with Turtle Bay's New Year's Eve event featuring over 1 million lights, live music by Hook, a virtual screen ball drop, glowing swings, and much more. Mosaic food and beverages available for purchase. This all-age special ticketed event is from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. New Year's Eve at Reading Garden of Lights. Sunday, December 31st, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. All ages. Tickets at turtlebay.org.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. What could be more relaxing on a weekend than sitting back and listening to health information that is pre-digested, interpreted by yours truly. Our number, 877-726-8255. That means on a weekend where it's hard to get in touch with the doctor, you can go to urgent care, you can go to the ER. Or you can call Intelligent Medicine, 877-726-8255. If you've been hit by a bus, I recommend that you not wait for me to answer your question. Proceed directly to the emergency room and get all fixed up. But if you've got a chronic health problem, if you've got a question about a vitamin supplement, that falls within the realm of Intelligent Medicine. 877-726-8255. You can start calling this hour and next, and we got lots to talk about. We're going to take a look at the relationship between dietary nitrates found in green leafy vegetables and beets and the incidence of dementia and Alzheimer's disease. Also, some new thoughts on the ketogenic diet. Yes, it can help you lose weight, reduce your blood sugar, but ultimately does it, because of its high fat content, does it make you more highly at risk for cardiovascular disease? 877-726-8255, our number. And this week, big headline, less than 3% of us are truly healthy. That headline's been all over the internet, in the news, and it kind of goes along with a theme, which is the vast majority of us are too sedentary. We engage in lifestyle habits that are not healthy, such as smoking. We're not doing enough exercise. A very high percentage of us are overweight. Many of us are on medications. So this is yet another article that underlies the theme that it is the rare individual, truly an outlier, who is, quote, truly healthy. But let's take a look at the study. The study comes to us from York University in Canada, and the headline here, new study out of York U answers the question, is anyone truly healthy? And what they did here in this study is they looked at risk factors for dying, 19 risk factors that they considered contributing to one's risk of dying prematurely. And when you do something like that, you have to make some arbitrary choices. You have to rank some things higher, other things lower. You have to include some things and exclude others. And so here's what they did. In terms of lifestyle, they deemed risk factors no physical activity, a high-fat diet, and right there, stop right there, that is a controversial assertion. Because while overall high-fat diets are often accompanied by a lot of junk foods. There's some people who are on high-fat diets who are eating an exceptionally healthy diet. They may be on a high animal fat diet that is very low in carbs. They may be consuming grass-fed meats to the exclusion of lots of sugary foods, ultra-processed foods, and that could be healthy. But in this study, a high-fat diet is considered a risk factor for dying. Current smoking, of course, alcohol consumption, all right. When it comes to physiological measures, things that can be tested for, high blood pressure, okay. Hyperglycemia, which means elevated blood sugar, okay. Dyslipidemia, which is controversial because some people have high cholesterol and go on to celebrate their 100th birthday. Cardiovascular disease, okay, that's an objective fact, whether or not you've had a heart attack, a bypass, coronary stents, suffer from angina, okay. Cancer, fairly straightforward. You've got cancer, it puts you at risk of dying. And lung problems like chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, I'm okay with that. Now when it comes to social and mental factors, okay, we have to kind of factor that in because certain social and psychological factors may increase or in some cases decrease providing resilience against dying. So they include here lack of health insurance. Surely there are some very healthy individuals who are what you might call bareback. They don't have health insurance. Health insurance is not always a guarantor of longevity. But having health insurance is a good backup plan if you should come down with some medical condition, okay? And you can go to the doctor, you can get checked out. If you have high blood pressure, you might go for years without a proper evaluation. So they consider lack of health insurance a risk factor. Low education, that's been demonstrated. People who are poorly educated, they have poor literacy, they have poor health literacy. They just don't get it about what you need to do to stay well. Food insecurity, all right, people who scrounge from meal to meal, often, unfortunately, individuals with food insecurity, paradoxically, they can be overweight, okay? You know, too many empty calories that are cheap. Low income is, unfortunately, a risk factor for early death in the United States, so that was included. Use of mental health medication, all right, there's one. Use of mental health medication is associated with a higher risk of curtailed longevity. And that may not be about the medication per se. The medication doesn't necessarily kill you, but it's a marker for high stress, depression, loneliness, anxiety, and we know that these things can take a toll on our health. Okay, in terms of physical conditions, arthritis, use of pain medication, obesity, obviously, limitations of activities of daily living for those over 60. Okay, well, if you're over 60 and you can't walk a block or two, of course, that's a risk factor for dying. And then something subjective, general self-rated health reported as either excellent, very good, good, fair, and poor. These entered into the calculation. And some people are in a fool's paradise. They might rate their health as good when they're at death's door. And conversely, some people may be rather hypochondriacal. They may be in excellent health, but they may be obsessed with little health problems that ultimately won't put them at risk. So the study, you know, there's some flaws in this. A high-fat diet, for example, was classified as a fat consumption of greater than 35% of total calories. Well, what if the fat comes from healthy sources, nuts, avocados, and so on, and lean or even fatty grass-fed beef, pork, lamb, poultry, eggs. Oh, I'm not entirely sure that that is always a risk factor for dying. Excess alcohol, consuming greater than average of 2 drinks on the days they consume alcohol, rather stringent requirement. A lot of people drinking more than that, and they, hence, are part of that 97% deemed unhealthy. Okay, so physiological risk factors, blood pressure, fasting, glucose, triglycerides, cholesterol, LDL and HDL, et cetera, et cetera. So They claim here that diabetes and hypertension rates have gone up over time. More people aren't exercising since the study began. By the way, the study spanned a long period. It went from the 1980s, 1988 to 1994, and then 1999 to 2014. And so they were able to ascertain that there was an effect because some people ultimately died. And they correlated that to some of the things that they surveyed. Being on mental health medications, not finishing high school, associated with health risks. So what they're saying here is that nearly all of us have room for improvement when it comes to various lifestyle factors like diet, exercise, smoking, alcohol, and drug intake. But there are other things seemingly beyond our control. Low education, food insecurity, these things can take a toll. So got to look behind the headlines. I think that it well may be that even if people have certain of these factors, that they can lead long and healthy lives. So let's not be alarmist about only 3% of us are healthy. 877-726-8255, our number. We'll be taking some of your phone calls momentarily. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. This is a special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com, DearHoffmanStore.com. If you're looking to maintain peak brain health, I'd like to introduce you to a cutting-edge new brain support formula from my friends at Thorne, Cinequel. If you're recovering from a head injury or play contact sports, you should pay special attention. Cinequel is formulated with the best research nutrients that support healthy brain structure and cognitive function. Cinequel's active ingredients help maintain cellular energy production, encourage a healthy balance of inflammatory cytokines, provide energy to fuel the nerves, support neurotransmitter production, and help protect against oxidative stress. It's available in two strengths: Cinequel for everyday maintenance, and Cinequel Plus, which provides higher amounts of certain nutrients for shorter-term post-impact support. For more information and to purchase Cinequel, just go to DearHoffman.com/Thorne. There you'll also find some of my other favorite Thorne products. That's DearHoffman.com/Thorne for the essential nutritional brain support formula, Cinequel.
Good news. Not all communication is being canceled, especially for the case of a Tennessee woman who was recently kidnapped by her ex-boyfriend. This is Bill Martinez, Man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. The victim was able to communicate to a clerk with a simple hand gesture that she needed help. The savvy clerk understood the hand gesture and called police, who were able to rescue the woman. It reminds us just how important communication is to our human culture. It connects us with family, friends, even would-be heroes. Sometimes we never know the difference even a smile can make for someone who may be losing hope for human connection. A word of encouragement, a touch, something that costs so little can be so priceless. Let's make today the day that we look for an opportunity to encourage and lift a fellow sojourner in this life that we're navigating. You never know. You may find yourself at the right place in time to be the difference for a fellow man or woman.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com. Have you heard about PodFest yet? It's the world's largest continuous in-person podcasting event in Orlando, Florida, and you got to check it out. Richard Gearhart here, and I want to tell you about an event that we're going to that we're super excited about. Yes, PodFest Expo 2024 is coming soon, a huge podcasting festival in Florida, and it's their 10th anniversary. Go to podfestexpo.com and use the code GearhartLaw for your ticket. Whether you have a podcast and want to meet other podcasters, you're thinking of starting a podcast yourself, or you provide support to podcasters, this is the place to be in 2024. Meet the people who are shaping and influencing the podcasting industry and join PodFest as they also host the Podcasting Hall of Fame. The dates are January 25th through the 28th, 2024, and we'd love for you to join us in meeting podcasters from around the globe. The diverse cast of speakers means there's something for everyone. The learning and networking will be amazing. Throw in a couple of parties just for fun, and you have the podcasting event of the year. Go to PodFestExpo.com to get your ticket now. Use the code GearhartLaw for a special discount. Elizabeth and I hope to meet you there.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 877-726-8255 is our number. That number available to you 24-7, 365. You can record a question. But we also take questions from live callers, and we've got John from Connecticut. Welcome. How you doing?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
And I went to the doctor's yesterday, and I did the Cologuard.
Yes.
I think that was last year, and I guess you're supposed to get there within a certain amount of time. Doctors like to, well, he pushes me to get on drugs and go do this and go do that. I guess that's what doctors are all about today. Not you, but I mean, you know, your family.
Present company accepted, right? Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, my test was, it was positive.
Now, when was it positive? Was it last year or just now?
It was last year.
Okay. And then you never got follow-up from that? I mean, with a positive test? I mean, that kind of got lost in the
I didn't get a colonoscopy because it was a colonoscopy thing. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
He wanted me to go for that. That's the only way you'll know. But the only problem, I have nobody to drive me, you know? And I was like, I don't know what to do. So I was like, I told him that yesterday, and he said, you're not going to go? You don't want to? And I said, no, I don't really want one, but I don't want, you know, I got to get somebody to drive me there, too, because I am used to driving home, even when I have things done at the doctor's in my eyes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, after a colonoscopy, you're sort of sedated and maybe mildly impaired, and so they want someone to accompany you. Also, if there's a complication afterwards, such as bleeding that they don't detect in the colonoscopy suite, they want somebody to be around so that, you know, if you should experience distress, lightheadedness due to an intestinal bleeding episode, they want somebody to be around to witness that. So, okay, yeah. So here's the deal. Cologuard test is a fairly accurate way of determining risk for colon cancer. It is the successor to something called the FIT test, the fecal immunochemical test called the FIT test, which basically tests your stool for the presence of blood. The upgrade on the Cologuard test is that not only does it test for the presence of blood, which can be innocent sometimes. Maybe you've got a little, you know, hemorrhoid or rectal tear, and some blood is present. That doesn't necessarily mean you have cancer. But it also tests for the type of DNA that is associated with colon cancer. And with the current test, it's pretty accurate at picking up colon cancer well into the 90s, but there's a false positive rate of about 13%, which means that even in the face of a positive test, it may not be that you have colon cancer. It's not certain, but it's highly suggestive that we ought to go up there and take a look-see. So you need to move heaven and earth to get someone to take you for the test, because it's important at this point. It could save your life. Limitations of the Cologuard test is that you're not actually going up there to look. Looking can sometimes reveal the presence of polyps, which are precancerous, which are not easily detected with the Cologuard test. So it's not perfect. It's not a complete substitute for colonoscopy. But for screening purposes, for people who don't want to get a colonoscopy, for people who are very low risk, they can take the Cologuard test. There's some news on the Cologuard test, because the concern is if it's 13% inaccurate, in other words, yielding a false positive that's going to alarm you unnecessarily, they're working on getting approval for an upgraded Cologuard test. They haven't achieved approval, but they just did a study. The new test has only a 9% false positive rate, still possible to misdiagnose, so you still got to go look up there and see what's causing the test to turn positive. John, it's essential that you get a colonoscopy to see what's going on. So, you know, you got to put it out to friends, to family, to you know, people at your church or at your Lions Club, people in a community. You know, you got to get to the center and have the test performed to make sure that you don't have colon cancer. So get the test, and I'll tell you what, let's make a deal. You get the test, and then you call us back, tell us what the result is. And I'm hoping that you're one of those folks with a false positive, but it's mandatory that you get tested, because early detection of colon cancer can mean the difference between survival and dying. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Wakanaga of America, makers of Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, knows that most of us are having to stretch every dollar a little further these days. But that doesn't mean you should have to choose between saving money and your family's health. It's important, as well as cost-effective, to choose safe and multifunctional nutritional supplements. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been a superior cardiovascular supplement for over 50 years, backed by over 900 published scientific papers. Aged garlic extract has been shown to provide many cardiovascular benefits, including lowering blood pressure and improving arterial stiffness, and strong immune support. Kyolic Formula 103 includes vitamin C, mushrooms, and astragalus for immune and heart health, and Kyolic Formula 152 with omega-3s and vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6 for heart, bone, and immune health. Two excellent options that provide multiple health benefits for your family's health. Look for Kyolic at your local natural health store and online.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to kcnr1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number. And we often talk about cannabinoids here, specifically CBD. The interesting article in the July 5th, 2023, Aging Research Reviews, about the potential for cannabinoids to have a beneficial effect on dementia and Alzheimer's disease. Now, that's in contradistinction to marijuana. Marijuana, it's no coincidence that they call it dope, because studies show that it can impair short-term memory, focus, and concentration. But when you take out the THC, and you isolate the CBD component of hemp, in this case, there's also CBD in marijuana, but the ratio of THC to CBD is much higher in marijuana than in hemp plants. Hemp plants have a variety of cannabinoids, including things like cannabidiol or CBD, but also cannabinol, cannabigerol, cannabidivarin, and cannabichromine. So they're kind of like broad-spectrum cannabinoids that have an impact on the endocannabinoid system. We have an internal system that signals using endogenous cannabinoids that help us alleviate pain, that facilitate mood, and so on. So in this review, they discuss, and I'm quoting, the current state of the art regarding the contribution of the endocannabinoid system in synaptic transmission, the plasticity of the brain, and neurogenesis. Yeah, we want neurogenesis. Just like the book of Genesis, it means creation. Neurons can, contrary to what we used to think, once your neurons died, you know, you partied hardy, you pulled an all-nighter, and how many brain cells did you lose? Well, you're constantly losing and regenerating brain cells. According to these researchers, exogenous cannabinoids were evaluated in the treatment of depression and for delaying the progression of Alzheimer's disease. And they had an impact on signaling with neurotransmitters like serotonin, adrenaline, dopamine, and glutamate. And they go into the weeds on the evidence that suggests that these endogenous cannabinoids, but also taking external cannabinoids, can reduce neuroinflammation. Inflammation in the brain can cause deterioration of brain function, neurodegenerative disease, even maybe responsible for depression. There's some studies that suggest that curcumin, for example, may slow the progression of Alzheimer's disease, but it also may be helpful in the treatment of depression because it quells inflammation in the brain. So there you have it. I'm a big fan of CBD, and this is a nice segue to an announcement about the CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients. It's Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation to the Reserve Collection. It's a gummy. The Reserve Collection is a specially curated blend of full-spectrum cannabinoids. It's rich and bold. The Reserve Collection products elicit strong feelings of calm, comfort, and relief when intense support is needed. They're about as high-test as you can get over-the-counter. So enjoy a deeper CBD experience with Plus CBD's Reserve Collection of oils, soft gels, and now gummies. All of their products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. It's a special offer to our Intelligent Medicine listeners. Grab it. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Reserve Collection gummies. They really are great. 877-726-8255, our number. That number available to you 24-7, 365, and somebody weighed in with a question. Let's hear it.
I have a question about amylase, the digestive enzyme. On a scale of 31 to 110, mine was 138. And I wonder what could be causing that. Is it serious? And is there anything you can do about it?
Okay. Yeah, this is a question for you and your doctor, because sometimes, so what is amylase? First of all, amylase is something that is used to digest starches, and it is present in two main locations in the body. It's in the salivary gland, so you begin the digestion of starches in your mouth. So if you're eating a starchy food, you know, make sure you chew it. Don't bolt it down, because you lose the action of amylase to break it down, and it'll be incompletely digested. But also the pancreas makes amylase, which makes it a little confusing when you have an elevated amylase, because especially in older individuals, you can sometimes get a little stone in your salivary ducts. And usually that produces a much higher amylase than this little bump that you're experiencing. But you can get a false positive reading suggesting that you've got a pancreatic problem, like pancreatitis, when it's actually the problem is in your salivary glands in your mouth. So your doctor is confronted with a little bit of a dilemma, like, what do I do here? Because the levels are only slightly elevated, he may say, let's watch and wait. Repeat the test in 3 months. If it's going up, then we got to do some investigation. We've got to take do an evaluation of your pancreas. Sometimes that involves a CT or an MRI. Sometimes if you have a very high level of pancreatic amylase. By the way, you can do, there's another test that you can do. The ordinary test just looks for amylase. Doesn't tell you where it's from, whether it's from the salivary glands or whether it's from the pancreas. But you can do a test that differentiates them. It's called amylase isoenzymes. And isoenzymes mean that they're very similar and they would be lumped in an ordinary test, but a more discriminating test can tell you whether it's from the mouth or whether it's from the pancreas, and then the investigation can proceed. You know, what's causing the elevation? So amylase is often very highly elevated in pancreatitis. It can be a sign that there's a blockage in the pancreatic duct. And the ERCP test is a test where they go down via your mouth with a probe, and they kind of shimmy that probe through your pancreatic duct and see if there's some sort of blockage there that could be caused by stone or it could be caused by something worse. And then they can find out precisely why your amylase is elevated. So a variety of causes of elevated amylase, even sometimes hyperparathyroidism can cause it. But it really needs to be investigated if it's found to be persistently high, especially if it's going up, 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 up. That's the story. 877-726-8255, our number. And this item is intriguing for people who suffer from migraines. You know, they're new migraine medications. They're called CGRP antagonists. And they are not used to take specifically when you have a migraine. They're used continuously to reduce the risk of having a migraine. And they've been successful not at abolishing migraines, usually, but reducing the intensity and frequency of migraines. They really can work. And I recommend that people suffering from migraines consider them. Other people have noticed that using an ice pack on your head can alleviate migraine discomfort. It's a good old-fashioned treatment for migraines. It sort of works. They even have specially designed cold caps, which people can put on their head that alleviates migraine discomfort. Now researchers are looking at a very innovative treatment that is used when you have an acute migraine. You don't have to do this all the time, but it's something that you can do as a way of, in a drug-free fashion, treating a migraine attack. There are medications that can be used, the triptans that can be used as a nasal spray, taken orally. These medications can be used in the event of a migraine attack. But what about a non-invasive, safe, non-pharmacological treatment? And it's called transnasal evaporative cooling. It involves putting cool, dry air into your nasal passages. There's a device that delivers it. Most patients reported relief of their symptoms after receiving 15 minutes of transnasal evaporative cooling. And this has been on the drawing boards for a few years. I looked at the studies, and the studies began in the 20-teens, and they're close to offering this device as a medically approved treatment, FDA-approved device, for the treatment of migraine. The findings were presented at the American Headache Society meeting that just occurred this year. So they say everyone who has migraine disease needs abortive treatment. In other words, something that can knock out the migraine when you have it. There's a need for safe and effective acute treatment for migraine because, you know, drugs sometimes not that effective and they have side effects. So what they found is that In a small study, 24 patients were randomized to receive 15 minutes of cooling via like a nasal cannula, like a tube that goes up your nose. And they looked at pain levels. 88%, 8 of 9 patients, reported pain relief at 2 hours. Of these, 44% reported being pain-free at 2 hours, all without need for rescue medication. So, you know, it's like, it's pretty effective. It's not 100%, but it does ameliorate the discomfort. And the thought is that the cooling affects something called the sphenopalatine ganglion. It's a large, kind of a grand central station where all your nerves meet in your head, behind your nasal passages. And that by cooling the sphenopalatine ganglion, you turn down the volume on pain signals. That's how it seems to work. The transnasal evaporative cooling device cools by blowing dry ambient air across the nasal turbinates and may work by neuromodulation. Neuromodulation, modulating nerve impulses via the sphenopalatine ganglion for migraine. So it's an innovative treatment. Is it available yet? I think they're going for FDA approval, but it's on the drawing boards. The study was sponsored by CoolTech Corporation, and you know, look for that to be introduced as a medical device in the near future. I think it's very promising. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This is Intelligent Medicine.
This is a special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
As you know by now, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation, Plus CBD Daily Balance THC-free. Daily Balance is a daily-use supplement that provides the benefits of CBD without the concern of other cannabinoids like THC causing unwanted effects. Daily Balance contains the purest form of hemp-derived CBD in high concentrations to help you overcome intense challenges to mental and physical well-being. All Plus CBD products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Daily Balance THC-free line of oil, soft gels, and gummies. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
For the second consecutive year, Kia America will support St. Jude Children's Research Hospital with a donation for each new eligible Kia vehicle sold or leased and delivered in the U.S. between November 16, 2023 and January 2, 2024. The minimum $1.5 million donation is part of Kia's ongoing commitment to St. Jude through its Accelerate the Good charitable initiative. Last year, Kia donated $1.35 million and was named the 2023 St. Jude New Corporate Partner of the Year. Russell Wager, Vice President, Marketing.
Kia is proud to once again partner with St. Jude Children's Research Hospital to drive awareness of their all-important mission and provide funds to help children who are our future have a better chance of realizing their dreams by receiving world-class care.
Since 2019, Kia has donated more than $22 million to causes which include treating childhood illness, helping to fight hunger and homelessness, and relief for victims of natural disasters. For more information on how to donate, please visit stjude.org. Sponsored by Kia America.
Now, the Small Business Breakdown from the Pat Miller Show.
America's Small Business Conversation.
Now your host, Pat Miller.
Close your eyes and picture something with me. Unless you're driving, then don't close your eyes. But picture this. Where do you want to get to with your small business? What does your small business dream really look like? Can you see it? Can you feel it? Do you know what's standing in the way of you getting there? Risk. Everything you want in life and everything you want from your small business is on the other side of you taking a risk. Are you swinging for the fences? Are you fighting for your dream? When that choice comes to play it safe or take the risk, go for it and make your business dreams come true.
Join America's Small Business Conversation
on the Pat Miller Show.
Available now at patmillershow.com.
We all make choices. When it comes to alcohol, kids make choices whether to drink or not.
Bye, Dad.
Bye-bye.
Remember, I'm going to Alex's party tonight and sleeping over.
Hey, Em, have a seat for a second. Remind me about that party again.
And adults make choices whether to talk about it. That's true of parents and every other trusted adult in a kid's life. Kids want to know our expectations when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. They want guidance and honest answers to their questions. And it makes a difference when the message is consistent and part of everyday conversations. So talk with your kids and help lead them on a positive path. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Huffman with you. 877-726-8255, our number. And that number available to you 24-7 because, well, we want you to be able to reach out any time of the week. So let's hear this question.
Hi, Dr. Huffman. I've been diagnosed with polymyalgia rheumatica, PMR, and they've got me on prednisone, and I started out with 15 milligrams, 1.5, and they're going to be decreasing it every month until I eventually go off. But my question is, it has a lot of side effects that I read about in the pamphlet from the pharmacy, and I was wondering if there is an alternative to help with this condition, generally just being achy, arms and legs, achy when I walk, and tired. Prednisone helps a lot. I feel much, much better, just like a different person, but I'd rather not take medication or drugs for this, so... Anyway, if there's anything you can suggest that might be an alternative.
Okay. So PMR, polymyalgia rheumatica, poly means every, myalgia means muscles, and rheumatica means that it's a rheumatological or an inflammatory disease that affects all the muscles. And it is distinctive from fibromyalgia, where you might not have high markers of inflammation. Your body aches, but you don't have a high ESR, a SED rate, or you don't have a high C-reactive protein. These are easily available markers for inflammation. And when you have a SED rate, you know, 60, 70, 80, and you have body-wide pain, then you have polymyalgia rheumatica. And the nice thing about it is that it does respond really well to prednisone and even low doses of prednisone. Some diseases, you know, like colitis or something, you have to give 40, 50, 60 milligrams of prednisone to quell the inflammation. But with polymyalgia rheumatica, and by the way, the vast majority of individuals suffering from PMR are over the age of 65 or 70 and predominantly female. And it is associated somewhat with advanced age and frailty. They tend to respond to fairly low doses. So start with 15, which is a pretty low dose. You're not going to get a lot of side effects. It may affect sleep. It may affect mood. High doses of prednisone can even produce psychosis, certainly, you know, mood alterations. When you take, and then the other thing is you can quickly taper. So you can go to, you know, 15, you feel a little better. And the goal is to taper you as quickly as possible because you don't want to keep, I mean, you could say, gee, I feel great on this. I want to stay on it for the rest of my life. Well, no. It can accelerate cataracts. It can increase your blood sugar. It can cause your bone mineral density to deplete. Yeah, all the side effects that you see. It can cause mood alterations and so on. So I see patients with PMR, and either I put them on low doses of prednisone or I agree with their regimen of prednisone, but the goal is to get them off as quickly as possible. And what tends to help is, number one, patients with PMR tend to have very low levels of DHEA. DHEA is suppressed by prednisone. Often people with PMR have low levels of DHEA anyway, so I give them some DHEA, maybe 25, even 50 milligrams of DHEA if they're men. I also give high doses of vitamin D because it actually is great in rheumatological diseases. High doses of fish oil and curcumin and sometimes boswellin, this is sort of an anti-inflammatory cocktail. These are some of the things that can facilitate your tapering so that you can taper more quickly and get back to basics. Another thing for sleep, since prednisone interrupts the synthesis of melatonin, I give patients a fairly high dose melatonin when they have PMR, 5, 10, 20 even of prednisone, melatonin to offset the sleep interruption that sometimes occurs when you take prednisone, because it can be quite disconcerting. You know, it really interrupts your sleep quality. But if you're less subject to pain, you may ultimately sleep better. So, yeah, it is. There are certainly some things you can do naturally, and an anti-inflammatory diet is important, too. If you're eating a lot of junk, ultra-processed foods that are pro-inflammatory, you want to get away from that and take the foods that are anti-inflammatory. Lots of vegetables rich in polyphenols, fish rich in EPA and DHA, nuts, which have precursors to EPA and DHA, olive oil. These are excellent things to take, which can sort of accelerate your tapering from prednisone. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255. Our number will be available next hour, so call us. This is Intelligent Medicine. If you're looking to maintain peak brain health, I'd like to introduce you to a cutting-edge new brain support formula from my friends at Thorne, Cinequel. If you're recovering from a head injury or play contact sports, you should pay special attention. Cinequel is formulated with the best researched nutrients that support healthy brain structure and cognitive function. Cinequel's active ingredients help maintain cellular energy production, encourage a healthy balance of inflammatory cytokines, provide energy to fuel the nerves, support neurotransmitter production, and help protect against oxidative stress. It's available in two strengths: Cinequel for everyday maintenance, and Cinequel Plus, which provides higher amounts of certain nutrients for shorter-term post-impact support. For more information and to purchase Cinequel, just go to drhoffman.com/thorn. There, you'll also find some of my other favorite Thorn products. That's drhoffman.com/thorn for the essential nutritional brain support formula.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center they have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrup. With 2024 about to dawn, the CEO of one American nonprofit group warns the remainder of the 21st century depends upon Israel's victory over Hamas. Rabbi Stephen Weil, who heads the Friends of the Israel Defense Forces, tells AllIsrael.com his group recently flew two 757s to Israel carrying some $10 million worth of supplies for IDF troops in the battlefield. He says if Israel ever fails, the consequences for the rest of the world are frightening.
To quote the Supreme Ayatollah, their ultimate goal is the Great Satan. It's not just America, it's Christian Europe, it's Western civilization. And what stands in their way is Israel. These soldiers of the IDF, tiny little Israel is what stands in their way. Otherwise, they'd have the Shia Islamic hegemonic caliphate from the Arabian Gulf to the Mediterranean. This is not a little squabble. This is ultimately going to shape the 21st century.
Rabbi Weil adds his charitable organization has regional offices throughout the U.S. and its efforts to provide direct emergency relief for IDF forces in the battlefield will expand next year. Special Counsel Jack Smith wants a federal appeals court to reject former President Trump's claims he's immune from the prosecution while in office in connection with the breach at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th of 2021. Smith's team filed a legal brief yesterday ahead of arguments next month on the legality of the untested question. Speaking on the Salem News Channel, political analyst Victor David Hansen believes the former president should be more shrewd, less volatile in responding to the numerous legal actions he's facing.
For him to be viable, and I mean viable, out on the campaign trail, he's got to be a lot more careful and strategic about the messaging that he has vis-a-vis these judges.
The trial, which is currently scheduled for March 4th in federal court in Washington. More at townhall.com.
You'll know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, relief, relieffactor.com.
China appoints a new defense minister after months of uncertainty following the firing of his predecessor for unexplained reasons. The BBC's Celia Hatton has details.
Indications of a possible crackdown within China's People's Liberation Army emerged last August when the then Chinese defense minister, Li Shangfu, disappeared from public view. In October, he was abruptly removed from his role without explanation and only replaced in post on Friday. Now, 4 generals from the Army's Strategic Missile Force have been ejected from the country's parliament. No reason has been given, though expulsion from the Congress strips members of their immunity from prosecution.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says his country will launch 3 additional military spy satellites and produce more nuclear fissile materials. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Dangerous waves on the West Coast.
Southern California's Ventura County issued a temporary evacuation warning for some residents living along the coast due to high surf. Officials warn that powerful waves, expected to reach up to 20 feet, were forecast near a stretch of the Pacific Coast Highway on Saturday. Authorities have lifted the evacuation warning. Powerful waves have pounded the West Coast this week, driven by Pacific storms. Conditions have begun calming down, however. A high surf warning in the San Francisco Bay Area downgraded to an advisory. John Scott reporting.
Former Dallas Representative Eddie Bernice Johnson has died. The Democrat served in the House for 3 decades. She was the first registered nurse elected to Congress, the first black chief psychiatric nurse at Dallas's Veterans Hospital. She was the first black woman to chair the House Committee on Science, Space, and Technology. She retired in 2021. She was 88 years old. More at townhall.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. I have a wonderful program on tap. It's me, myself, and I, all three of us here. So how's everyone doing? I hope you had a wonderful Christmas celebration with you and your family and your friends. And I don't know about you, but this year I was kind of worn out. By the time Christmas evening rolled around, I'm like, okay, I'm done. and I usually don't get really too tired, not too bad. But this year I was pretty spent. So I loved it all. I enjoyed everything, but I was kind of ready to just kind of move on, toward here we are now, here we are in the end of the year coming up on the New Year's Eve, all the New Year celebrations. So anyway, yeah, my mom and I, we kept up the tradition. We cooked all of our tamales. We traveled to see my in-laws, and then my mom's Christmas Day. We watched the Chiefs play a horrible game. Oh my goodness. That was just awful. and again, by Christmas night, I was wiped out, but hopefully everyone just had a great time and merry belated Christmas, and here we go. In the news, I've been wanting to do one of the senior care in the news segments for a long time, and I ran into a few things I wanted to share with you, so here we go.
And now, senior care in the news. A news report from Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting.
All right, this is from Fox News, December the 13th. 2023. This one caught me off guard a little bit. U.S. life expectancy falls below pre-pandemic level. And I'm like, wait a minute, what is that? So the FDA commissioner, his name is Robert Califf, tweeted, quote, "We are facing extraordinary headwinds in our public health with a major decline in life expectancy. The major decline in the U.S. is not just a trend. I would describe it as catastrophic," end quote. And he did, he talked about all the normal stuff, smoking, dieting, chronic illness, et cetera, et cetera. But people are dying at abnormally high numbers, even since COVID deaths have waned. And so here's some numbers. This is disturbing. average life expectancy in 2019 was 78.8 years. Right? So that's about kind of what you would expect. 2020, that dropped big time to 77. And in 2022, it dropped again to 76.1. So let's just do a little math here. That is 2.7 years decline in just 3 years. That's like, whoa, that's a runaway train. Hopefully that levels out and then starts to go back up. Men's life expectancy is now 73.2 years. That's Sean, at our age, 73.2 years, that's no bueno.
Yeah, it's not very long for either one of us.
Yeah. we better make the most of the rest of our days. Yeah. So anyway, 73.2 years, and then women's life expectancy at 79.1. That's the largest gap between men and women since 1996. So I do blame that on the men. We do really dumb stuff when we're young, and I think it shaves a year off here and a year off there. But in all seriousness, 73.2, oh my goodness, that just sounds horribly low. I didn't really read anything that kind of is starting to contribute to that. So again, 78.8 in 2019, average life expectancy. In 3 years, it dropped down to 76.1. That's a bad deal right there. All right, and then I was reading U.S. News and World Report, December 19th, 2023. This is interesting, and I'm not trying to stir the pot, ruffle some feathers. Here's the headline. Probiotics might help ward off COVID-19. I'm like, what are you talking about? So it goes on to say, probiotics might be able to help people dodge the worst effects of COVID-19. A new clinical trial results show unvaccinated people who took lactobacillus-laced probiotics, say that fast five times, had reduced COVID symptoms and even delayed infection. And the study suggests probiotics could be a simple and inexpensive way to treat folks who have been exposed to COVID, researchers say. So that's the part that I don't think Big Pharma really wants anyone to know. Simple and inexpensive way to treat folks who have been exposed to COVID. So probiotics are designed to boost the beneficial bacteria that live inside the body, primarily in the gastrointestinal tract. Prior to COVID, there was strong evidence that probiotics were protective against respiratory infection, said lead researcher Dr. Paul Wischmeier. I'm hoping I'm saying his name right, Wischmeier, Associate Vice Chair for Clinical Research at Duke University, Duke Health Department of Anesthesiology. Our study lends credence to the notion that our symbiotic microbes can be valuable partners in the fight against COVID-19 and potentially other future pandemic diseases, Wischmeier added. So I'm like, okay, well, so what are we talking about? Does it have a 2% impact, or is it big, or what are we looking at here? Participants in the study who took the probiotic were 60% less likely to develop COVID symptoms than those who got the placebo. Quote, other early studies have shown that probiotics may also enhance the effect of vaccines against other viral illnesses, such as influenza, end quote, Wischmeier added. So what do you think about that one? That's, you hear about some of these, you know, super cheap, they've been around forever, alternative treatments for COVID-19. And again, I mean, each day I think we're learning more and more about COVID itself, you know, the vaccines, possible treatments, alternative treatments. But the cynic in me, again, thinks that giant pharma just doesn't want simple, inexpensive treatments to be discovered, because that would cost them literally tens and tens of billions of dollars. But that's just the cynic in me. So how do you feel about it? And if the trials continue to substantiate and verify the use of probiotics, and if that proves that it's helpful, would you take them? I think I would, versus maybe another vaccine or some other unproven method. I don't know. I just, that caught my attention. I thought it was really, really, really interesting. And it isn't some fringe little nothing, you know, little weirdo trial. You could find reports and trials anywhere you want to look for them, but that's from Duke University. So it's a legitimate trial and experiment and report. So I was just really interested in that. And then USA Today 12/24/23. So Christmas Eve, COVID variant JN.1 is nearly half of COVID cases in the U.S., according to the CDC. JN.1 is currently the fastest-growing variant and the dominant one, making up nearly half of the cases in the U.S. as of Friday, December the 22nd. Now, this is kind of what you would expect to hear. JN.1 is likely more transmissible than other variants, or at least it's better at evading our immune systems than other circulating variants, again, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. By the way, why does the abbreviation for Centers for Disease Control and Prevention just called the CDC? Why isn't it called the CDCP? Things that make you go, And then it goes on to say, this follows a pattern of COVID-19 rising to a peak in the late summer. This seems to be the cycle for this stuff. And I don't know if it's ever going to go away. But it peaks up in the late summer, and then it drops down, and then it starts gaining ground, and it peaks again right at the beginning of the new year. And I think that has to do with a lot of vacationing, and then towards the end of the year, lots and lots of people traveling and gathering and then spreading it around. So viruses, the job of a virus is to live. And so it mutates and it becomes more infectious, but less, less impactful on the symptom side of things. So anyway, I just wanted to share some of that news with you. I thought that was a good time to do that. All right, let's not forget the Senior Care Live question of the week. There is a seasonal demand for all senior care. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
60 Seconds of Service. This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com to learn more about how they support our military community. The veterans organizations of Bucyrus united to raise money for the Splash Pad Park and celebrate the Ohio State University, University of Michigan game in a tailgate dance party at the Crawford County Conservation League. Bernie Kessler, a member of the Sons of the American Legion, said, "The idea is to raise money for a good cause. We raise money to give money away." Kessler, who came up with the idea of the dance, said the event on Friday was organized to help pay for the splash pad in the Old Miller Park to show the SAL appreciated the effort. "We always thought a dance would be neat," he said. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Let's face it, just about everything these days requires a password, from social media to logging into work to online shopping. It can get very difficult to keep track of all your various logins and passwords. Here to help us is Gary Ornstein from Bitwarden, a leading company in password management.
Bitwarden makes a password manager that's also involved with multi-factor authentication, serving both individuals and businesses to help them stay safe online. And that involves keeping track of your logins, secure notes, other information that you want to remain fully encrypted and safe. It's easy. It's available on all of your devices, mobile platforms, desktop operating systems, so allows both individuals and businesses to really get a hold of their sensitive information, keep it secure, and manage passwords easily.
Find out more at bitwarden.com or download the app from your favorite app store.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
For the second consecutive year, Kia America will support St. Jude Children's Research Hospital with a donation for each new eligible Kia vehicle sold or leased and delivered in the U.S. between November 16, 2023 and January 2, 2024. The minimum $1.5 million donation is part of Kia's ongoing commitment to St. Jude through its Accelerate the Good charitable initiative. Last year, Kia donated $1.35 million and was named the 2023 St. Jude New Corporate Partner of the Year. Russell Wager, Vice President, Marketing.
Kia is proud to once again partner with St. Jude Children's Research Hospital to drive awareness of their all-important mission and provide funds to help children who are our future have a better chance of realizing their dreams by receiving world-class care.
Since 2019, Kia has donated more than $22 million to causes which include treating childhood illness, helping to fight hunger and homelessness, and relief for victims of natural disasters. For more information on how to donate, please visit stjude.org. Sponsored by Kia America.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. More of a statement. There is a seasonal demand for all senior care. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is true. The answer is true. And I'll tell you what, every time I explain that to someone, their jaw just hits the floor. They're like, what? You're kidding me. I had no idea. So that's why I do talk about that a lot toward the end of the year and right at the first of the year. So let me just give a little recap on that. So first and foremost, there is always, always every minute of every day of every year, there's always a demand for senior care and all kinds of senior care. Medicare certified home health, home care, and then every single level and type of senior care community. There's always a demand for this. If you haven't heard, over 10,000 people are retiring every day. We're getting older and older by the minute. And we are requiring, more and more of us are requiring care. So, but there's a cyclical effect and there is a seasonal demand. So let's start at the lowest part of this curve, because it's not your normal bell curve. So normally you'll see a bell curve, and it'll start really low, and it'll start to come up, and then it'll just spike up. It'll go just really, really, really high, and then it'll come down. If it's an inverted bell curve, it's gonna start, and it's gonna drop and drop, and then it'll drop really low, like a big U, right? And then it'll come way back up, and then it'll kind of level off. Well, this is not like that because there's always a demand. So that drop-off is just a little bit. So just imagine kind of a shallow cereal bowl. It kind of looks like that a little bit. So the lowest demand of the entire year, June, July, and August. So it's summertime. Everyone's feeling better. There's always a demand, but there's just less of a demand during summertime. And then as we move toward fall and toward winter, it starts to pick up and increase. And then once you hit January, boom, it bumps way up.
and it peaks out, peak demand, January, and it stays level, February, and it stays level, I'd say about halfway into March, and then it starts to kind of trail down to that little shallow trough in the middle of the year. So just think of it as a crooked cereal bowl. With the left side of the cereal bowl, that's higher than the right side of the cereal bowl with just a shallow trough in the center of it. I mean, that's exactly, if you charted it out, that's exactly what it would look like. And you can set your clock to this. This happens every single year over and over and over again. And that's the cycle, and that's the seasonal demand. Well, Steve, why does it jump up in January and February? And so a couple of things happen. And we're just about through most of the first part. So toward the end of the year, everyone is gathering for Thanksgiving, Hanukkah, Christmas, New Year's Eve celebrations, all the stuff. We're traveling, we're getting together. And so many times, and I've talked about this before, but so many times, you don't get a true indication of your elderly mom or dad or grandparent. Could be anyone, any elderly loved one. You may live out of town and you talk to them on the phone. You might Skype or FaceTime or Zoom or have, you know, some sort of a virtual interaction with them. But once you go over to their house and you hang out for, you know, several hours, maybe a few days, you get a lot better reading on the situation. And so many times families gather and then they have this unexpected realization of, oh my goodness, mom's in trouble. Dad needs help. Our grandparents, we need to get some help for them here, whoever the loved one is. And so families have this realization and then families talk. They have a meeting and they talk about it like, well, you know, we need to try to keep her here in the house and maybe let's start to look at home care providers. Let's just wait till after the first of the year and then we'll find a great home care company. Or if you're going to need to move to maybe an assisted living community, maybe even to long-term care, you may need memory care. You may just need general care. You're like, well, you know, let's get through the holidays. And then after the first, let's go out and let's look at some places and then we'll choose one. And let's just deal with this after the holidays. That's what we do. In America, we put things off until after the holidays. I can't tell you how many times over my entire life I was trying to get something done. Oh, Steve, we'll just circle back with me after the holidays. I get it. Everyone's busy, but if it's a crisis, you have to move immediately. But typically you've got this newly realized, pent up, delayed demand because again, this was a surprise to the family, and they're like, oh, my goodness, we'll wait till after the holidays. So you've got that. And then the other thing that happens is just there's a natural increase in illness. I just said in the senior care in the news report, I talked about the cycle of COVID, and it peaks out right about the new year. So you just have this normal uptick in demand because of, you know, COVID. You've got influenza, you've got pneumonia, you have RSV. People are falling on the ice and breaking hips where we have ice and snow in all the various parts of the country. I know you're not worrying about that in Florida, Texas, Arizona, California, et cetera, but there are a lot of broken hips in a lot of parts of the country because of the weather. So you have a natural increase in demand along with this newly realized pent-up delayed demand. So like, oh, my goodness, after the first of the year. And then everyone acts at about the same time. I'm really tuned into this, so I can really feel this. Let me pull up my calendar here, and I'll tell you about when this is going to happen. So let's get down here to January. January the 1st is on a Monday. So people are going to be coming out of the kind of the holiday fog and kind of getting their act together later that week, January the 4th and the 5th. I would suggest to you that by Monday, January the 8th, there's just going to be a rush, and I mean a major rush. There will, across the nation, there will be tens of thousands of people literally flooding into the market, and they're going to be taking up all the beds, all the spaces, all the apartments. They're going to be taking all the hours of the home care providers, and they're going to just eat up all of the inventory. And that happens year after year after year after year. So hopefully that will help you understand that if you're needing a place, do not delay. Get out there and get right after it. And coming up next, I'm going to tell you more about how to get out ahead of it and to make some smart decisions.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has teamed up with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the military for their service. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features one-of-a-kind decorations, ornaments, wreaths, and garland, vintage glassware and table settings, paintings, jewelry, sports memorabilia, and collectibles along with toys and treasures in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Emotional response. Something that would encourage or uplift our audience in a way that would cause him or her to be thankful for being there at that moment in time. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. Now, radio is an emotional medium, and this idea caught on and grew the station's popularity to unprecedented audience numbers. This idea impacted me so that I started applying it to other areas of my life with my family and business encounters. It was almost immediate and changed my perspective. Imagine what would happen if we approached all our encounters with the objective of eliciting a positive emotional response, especially today when contention is getting more attention than it deserves. I found this concept to have universal appeal and application. Try it and see for yourself.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
Have you heard about PodFest yet? It's the world's largest continuous in-person podcasting event in Orlando, Florida, and you got to check it out. Richard Gearhart here, and I want to tell you about an event that we're going to that we're super excited about. Yes, PodFest Expo 2024 is coming soon, a huge podcasting festival in Florida, and it's their 10th anniversary. Go to podfestexpo.com and use the code GearhartLaw for your ticket. Whether you have a podcast and want to meet other podcasters, you're thinking of starting a podcast yourself, or you provide support to podcasters, this is the place to be in 2024. Meet the people who are shaping and influencing the podcasting industry and join PodFest as they also host the Podcasting Hall of Fame. The dates are January 25th through the 28th, 2024, and we'd love for you to join us in meeting podcasters from around the globe. The diverse cast of speakers means there's something for everyone. The learning and networking will be amazing. Throw in a couple of parties just for fun, and you have the podcasting event of the year. Go to PodFestExpo.com to get your ticket now. Use the code GearhartLaw for a special discount. Elizabeth and I hope to meet you there.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to seniorcarelive.com. All right, so just talked about that seasonal demand. Everyone's so surprised to know that if you wait too long after the first of the year, there may be no space left, and I'm not even exaggerating that at all. And I've worked with a lot of clients throughout the month of December who said, Steve, I don't think that we're going to need to move until maybe springtime, possibly summertime. But we agree with you that we want to be proactive. And now that we understand there's this big spike in demand in January, we want to get out ahead of that and get our name on a waiting list. And here's a little pro tip. The best places, so everyone wants to move to the best place. Well, so does everyone else. So the best places usually have a waiting list right now. And so my clients are getting out. We're doing our homework. We're making some decisions. And they may be fourth on the list. If they would have put that off for 30, 45 days, you might be 14th. Or 24th on the waiting list. I'm not exaggerating, right? So I guess the message is, even if you're not moving until summertime, the sooner you get out and do your homework, make some decisions, get your name on a wait list, the better. Okay, so I am just going to fly through this part, what to determine before beginning your search. There are going to be so many people out looking, and not everyone is going to call Senior Care Consulting, and I know that. A lot of people will call my firm Senior Care Consulting to receive expert guidance, trying to get this right, trying to help you make your best decision possible. But a lot of people are just going to go out and try to figure it out on their own. So what you need to determine before ever beginning your search, you need to determine what level of care you're going to need, what type of care you will require. Then the payment methods, how are you going to pay for this stuff? It's horribly expensive, as I will share here shortly. Location parameters. So the question is, how far are you willing to drive for your loved one to receive the best care? And so that's a big one. Then any personal preferences and needs, something that's just very, very specific, very important to your loved one. So once you determine that, then we need to look at all of our options. And so let me just get into this. So the first place that you could visit is independent living, as far as not visit, but actually move to. So if you're moving from your home and you want to move to a place, you're going to move to independent living. And that is really as much of a lifestyle change as anything. So when you move into independent living, most of the inventory is typically going to be an apartment, but there are some villas, there's some duplexes and fourplexes, and, you know, there are a lot of different options out there. But I would say the majority of the inventory across the entire country will be a nice independent living apartment. And they provide typically at least one meal a day, so you get some help there, sometimes two, maybe even three meals a day. There's some transportation there to help you get to and from, although most people in independent living are still driving. And there's some socialization opportunities, but you are on your own. You're completely independent. These apartments will have a fully functioning kitchen so that you can cook whatever you want. But they do make at least one meal a day, if not two or three. So you don't have to worry about taxes, utilities, home repairs, scooping snow, mowing the lawn. You don't have to worry about any of that stuff. All of that's taken care of for you. The cost would be largely dependent on, first of all, how nice the place is. So some places are super fancy and they've got the chandeliers and the marble and the fountains and all the stuff and the granite, et cetera, et cetera. Some places are more modest. Okay, so it's going to depend on how nice the place is aesthetically. But the biggest impact will be the size of your apartment. So obviously a smaller apartment will cost less per month than a larger apartment, et cetera, and then if it has a garage with it or not, et cetera, et cetera. So the cost there is going to be anywhere from about $3,000 to about $5,000 per month. And that is the going rate. And I think these prices are going to be pretty solid all around the entire country. Some common sense. If you're in the center of a huge city, huge metro area, might be more expensive. If you're out away from that, it might be a little bit less expensive. But this is going to get you, I think, close. Now, the first opportunity to receive care is going to be at that assisted living level of care. And remember, assisted living is a social model where they can help you with those activities of daily living. So they can help you minimally or fully with your bathing, dressing, grooming. They'll distribute all of your medications, make sure that you get all of that taken care of for you. And I'll tell you what, that becomes more and more important as we age, to make sure that we get our meds, first of all, taken properly, and second of all, taken on time. And so that's a big part of it. They can help with incontinence support to a point, and all of them are a little bit different. Some will help a little bit, some will help a lot. Okay, but to a point. They make all of your meals, snacks, hydration. They provide all that for you, so you don't even have to worry about cooking, which is pretty nice. There is a full slate of activities for meaningful social engagement. You can attend as many or as few as you would like. They have doctors that essentially make house calls. They will come to you. You can still keep your doctor, but most people think, wow, it's so convenient. The doctor's here maybe once every couple of weeks. The model typically now is that a nurse practitioner, maybe even a physician's assistant, but usually I'll see nurse practitioners come in several times a week, and they're available for all of the residents in all of these places. So that's pretty darn nice. That's really nice. So you have that. You have transportation to go out for medical appointments, maybe to see a specialist or your own family physician if you'd like to keep them. So I'll tell you, there's a lot to like. It's just not a medical model per se. Now, in assisted living, the cost is going to be impacted by a couple of different factors. I think the main driver is going to be the level of care. So you'll have a base charge. Let's say that is, I'll just make up a number that's fairly common, $4,500 for an assisted living apartment. And then you have your level of care charge on top of that. So that $4,500 is kind of a base package that includes, all of the food and, all of the stuff. And then a level of care charge might be, say they might have like a level of care 1, 2, 3, and 4, and each level adds, say, $500 to it. So your range is $4,500 to $6,500, for example. And that's pretty common. A larger apartment, that could go up to maybe $7,000, $8,000. Some places have a level of care charge that goes, you know, much higher than a couple of thousand. It could go up, you know, $3,000, $3,500. They're all a little bit different. But the point is, if you need a little bit of help, generally speaking, you're going to be paying less than. If you need a tremendous amount of help, you're going to be paying more than someone needing just a little bit of help. So that's the idea. I would say that the average range is, and it's also impacted by the size of your apartment. So the level of care, and then the smaller apartment is less than a one bedroom, is less than a two bedroom. Okay, so you're going to be looking at around $5,000 to about $8,000 a month on average for an assisted living level of care. And again, there's a tremendous amount of support. It's just not necessarily medically based. Now, as soon as I say that, there are always exceptions, always and forever. Most of these places cannot provide a two-person transfer or use a mechanical lift to help move a resident from point A to point B. There are usually there are one-person transfer. If you need more help than that, it's a function of staffing and you need to move to a higher level of care. Well, there are a few places that will provide that. Most of them will not provide insulin injection in your diabetic management, but there are a few that staff LPNs at least 24 hours a day, and they can handle that. But the vast majority of them do not. So that's why I call it a social model with a few exceptions. That's the assisted living level of care. And hold on to your hat, because I'm going to talk about long-term care, and the pricing on that is going to take your breath away. Don't go away, and hold on.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
And now, Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
Are your legal affairs in order? Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations? Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised? Or is it a simple one- or two-page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title? If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
China is flooding our country with illegal, disposable, flavored vapes marketed towards kids. Here's Fentanyl Fathers co-founder Greg Swan with a message for parents.
Reuters is reporting that a new breed of vapes from China has confounded regulators while offering flavors like blue cotton candy to attract America's youth, with the possibility that these products can be laced with deadly fentanyl. Enforcement agencies at the local, state, and federal levels need to get these illegal products off shelves.
Sponsored by Fentanyl Fathers.
Here's author Kurt Schlichter on why conservatives don't need permission to tell their stories their way.
What do I need? Some guy in a suit with an MBA giving me notes on Kelly Turnbull? We have an underserved audience. We have the artists. I love that we don't have to ask permission. I don't have to ask anybody's permission to write my books the way I want to. The only permission I need is from my audience.
Hear more on the Hollywood in Toto podcast, The Right Take on Entertainment, on iTunes or your favorite audio platform.
This message comes to you from our sponsor, Subaru, celebrating the 16th annual Subaru Share the Love event, going on now through January 2nd. For every new Subaru purchased or leased during the event, Subaru will donate a minimum of $300 to charities like the ASPCA, Make-A-Wish, Meals on Wheels, or the National Park Foundation. To learn more, go to Subaru.com/share. Subaru, more than a car company.
Hey, Warren Eckstein here, host of The Pet Show on Radio America. For over 43 years on TV and radio, I've been helping people resolve any behavior issues they may be having with their dogs and cats, or more likely, any issues your pets may be having with you. If you really want to understand your dogs and cats as well as they understand you, never miss The Pet Show. From litter box issues to humping dogs, I cover it all. So hop on my couch with your pets and let the animal analyzing begin on The Pet Show, just like this listener.
Hi, I want to tell you that you gave me some of the best information I've ever gotten. It was about my dog barking. I have a Yorkie, and you said, go over and say, thank you, now that's enough. And I did that, and I did it a couple of times, and it stopped her from barking.
You know, I am a genius, by the way.
It was amazing. I tell more people about it. They don't really work with it or get it. And it's absolutely a wonderful idea because it works.
Tune into The Pet Show with me, Warren Eckstein, weekly at Radio America.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Before sending your child off to collect six figures in debt at the age of 18, remember to make sure that school isn't another woke hedge fund corporation. Elite universities have gone from places of excellence to places of political and social engineering. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so talking about the different levels of care, what they provide, and then what to expect to pay for these different things, these different levels. So the highest level of care available is what I call long-term care. Now, all kinds of people in the politically correct world that we live in, well, that is skilled nursing. Well, that's the health center. Everyone's trying to avoid the old term that comes with lots of baggage, nursing home, right? So in nursing home, that does. I mean, you have this image of cinder block walls and, you know, terrible odor and all that kind of stuff. But to be honest, that negative image, it was well earned. Also, to be fair, it's nothing like that today for the most part. You can still find an old beat up place that's just awful. But the vast majority of nursing homes, what I call long-term care communities, are just light years different and so much better. So much better. Some of these places, it doesn't look like a nursing home at all. I'm walking through some of these places and I'm like, my clients are using the term nursing home. They're just kind of surprised. I'm like, does that look like any nursing home you've ever been in? They're like, no, this is fantastic, because they just don't know. So why I call it long-term care. That's the highest level of care that is a medical model. And that's where they provide everything that assisted living provides, plus medical care. They can provide a two-person transfer. They can use mechanical lifts to help a resident from point A to point B. They can provide diabetic management with insulin injection because they have nursing on staff 24/7. They can provide wound care if that would be needed. They can provide catheter care if someone has a urinary catheter. Some of them can even help out with IV therapy. Sometimes they can help treat a resident and care for a resident with a tracheostomy. And a few places are so specialized that they can provide care for a ventilator patient, a resident on a ventilator. Now, most of them don't go that high, and it's not really needed. Usually you'll have a specialty area or a specialty community in a lot of different metro areas that can handle that. And God bless them for that. That's a tremendous amount of work. It's basically like a little mini hospital in those places I've been in. But the vast majority of them can handle the vast majority of medical needs. Now, once you get to the long-term care level of care, it's not really much about your space, your personal space. It's mostly about the care that you receive. So we have a couple of different living options. The first option, a lot of times it's referred to as a semi-private room, or I just refer to it generally as a shared room, which means you have a roommate. So again, it's not much about your space, mostly about the care that you receive. And these places are going to run $6,000 a month, would be really on the low end, upwards of about $9,000 or so per month. And I'll tell you, around here where I live in Kansas City, most of them are about $8,500 to about $9,200 a month for a shared room. That's a lot of money. I mean, that's a tremendous amount of money. Well, Steve, there's no way my mom or my dad or my spouse, there's no way they're going to be able to deal with having a roommate. They haven't had a roommate since college. Okay, I totally get it. So what about a private room? Well, there are definitely private rooms available at most of these places, but your space comes at a premium. So you're going to be looking at $9,000, $9,500, upwards of $15,000 a month. So that's why when I meet some of my clients through Senior Care Consulting, my firm Senior Care Consulting, I've met a lot of clients here lately that just have just wonderful, I mean, wonderful long-term care insurance policies that have this escalation, this inflation rider that bumps up everything. It bumps up what is going to pay out per day. It bumps that up every year by 5%. So it's kept up with inflation. It's kept up with all of the rising prices. And now it's going to pay, you know, $300, $400 a day. If you're fortunate enough to have purchased one of those policies, and especially if your policy has a lifetime benefit, do not ever get rid of that. If you can possibly hang on to it, I know it gets expensive, but if you ever need to use that, it is worth its weight in gold, maybe in platinum. Okay, because I've just seen this in action. I've seen way too many of my clients, especially recently, they're like, oh, thank goodness we didn't cancel that when we were thinking about it. This thing is going to set my mom up, my dad up for life, and they're really, really well covered now financially. So, again, shared room, $6,000 is on the low end, $9,000, $9,200 on the higher end. That's actually kind of normal in my neck of the woods. That's for shared room and long-term care. Private room, $9,000, $9,500 to $13,000, $14,000, $15,000 a month. And then, well, Steve, what about memory care? You forgot about that. Well, no, I didn't. So you have the assisted, there are other levels of care. I'm just talking about the primary ones today, assisted living and long-term care. They both offer memory care. Remember, memory care is a special type of care for a resident with cognitive impairment. So you can typically add maybe a little bit more per month onto all of the average costs to provide memory care. And so, again, if you're going out into the market, first of all, God bless you, and second of all, hurry. Make some choices. Get your name on a wait list. if you're lucky and you're at a good place and they have a bed available, I would jump on it. If you need it right now, do not hesitate. Just say.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Nearly three dozen members of Congress planning to leave in the coming year. That could increase the Republican majority.
The chairman of the House Republican campaign arm, Congressman Richard Hudson, says retirements are going to be a huge problem for Democrats, but not for Republicans. The approximately 14 GOP lawmakers leaving the House are from Republican stronghold districts, and there's little chance their seats would flip. But for Democrats, some of the two dozen leaving are in very competitive districts in California, Michigan, Virginia, and other states, opening a possibility Republicans will win those seats.
Jackie Quinn reporting. A New Year's surprise in Denmark on Sunday, where popular Queen Margareta II says she'll abdicate the throne after 52 years and hand it all over to her son, Crown Prince Frederick. The announcement during her New Year's speech says she'll step down January 14th, which is the 52nd anniversary of her own accession to the throne at age 31 after the death of her father, King Frederick IX. The 6-foot-tall, chain-smoking Margareta is Europe's longest reigning living monarch and, well, head of state, but it's a largely ceremonial role. Ohio's Republican governor vetoing legislation that would have barred transgender youth from receiving sex change operations.
While there are rare times in the law, in other circumstances, where the state overrules the medical decisions made by the parents, I can think of no example where this is done, where it is not only against the decision of the parents, but also against the medical judgment of the treating physician and against the judgment of the treating team of medical experts.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
In Dinesh D'Souza's new blockbuster movie, Police State exposes the government's plot to control MAGA conservatives.
These are anti-government.
We have freedom of religion and freedom of speech.
Violent extremists, and they must be dealt with.
MAGA Republicans threaten the very foundation of our republic.
Mass surveillance, censorship, and armed attacks. There's nowhere to hide.
FBI, we have an arrest warrant.
15 marked units on my property.
Military-styled soldiers pointing an automatic rifle at my head.
Are we becoming a police state?
It may be the Russia other people grew up in, but not my America.
Directed by Dinesh D'Souza, Debbie D'Souza, and Bruce Shuey, Police State sounds the alarm.
What we need is a person, and then we go find out what crime you did.
How did we give the state this kind of power?
Police State, they have their lists. Are you next?
If they're coming for me, they're coming for you.
Police State. Buy it or stream it now at SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Shelling in the center of the Russian border city of Belgorod killed at least 21 people, including three children.
Images of Belgorod on social media showed burning cars and plumes of black smoke rising among damaged buildings as air raid sirens sounded. Firefighters fought to extinguish a car drowning in flames in the city center. Russian officials accused Kyiv of carrying out the attack, which took place the day after an 18-hour aerial bombardment across Ukraine killed dozens of civilians. In a video statement, Russia's defense ministry spokesperson Igor Koroshenkov vowed that Russia would retaliate. I'm Karen Chamas.
German authorities detained three more people in connection with a reported threat of an attack on the Cologne Cathedral over the holiday period. The trio is believed to belong to a larger network. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Two lawsuits say Nebraska's two largest cities are violating a new state gun law.
Those two cities prohibit guns from public places, such as parks. The Liberty Justice Center filed lawsuits challenging executive orders issued by the mayors of Omaha and Lincoln. The lawsuits were filed on behalf of the Nebraska Firearm Owners Association. State lawmakers in April passed a bill allowing people to carry concealed guns across the state without a permit and without the need to complete a gun safety course. It also overrides stricter gun laws in cities like Omaha and Lincoln. Officials in both cities say their actions are legal. John Scott reports.
A California law that bans people from carrying firearms in most public places is taking effect on New Year's Day, even as a court case continues to challenge that law. The law prohibits people from carrying concealed guns in parks and playgrounds, churches, banks, and zoos. More at townhall.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. What could be more relaxing on a weekend than sitting back and listening to health information that is pre-digested, interpreted by yours truly. Our number, 877-726-8255. That means on a weekend where it's hard to get in touch with the doctor, you can go to urgent care, you can go to the ER. Or you can call Intelligent Medicine, 877-726-8255. If you've been hit by a bus, I recommend that you not wait for me to answer your question. Proceed directly to the emergency room and get all fixed up. But if you've got a chronic health problem, if you've got a question about a vitamin supplement, that falls within the realm of Intelligent Medicine. 877-726-8255. You can start calling this hour and next, and we got lots to talk about. We're going to take a look at the relationship between dietary nitrates found in green leafy vegetables and beets and the incidence of dementia and Alzheimer's disease. Also, some new thoughts on the ketogenic diet. Yes, it can help you lose weight, reduce your blood sugar, but ultimately does it, because of its high fat content, does it make you more highly at risk for cardiovascular disease? 877-726-8255, our number. And this week, big headline, less than 3% of us are truly healthy. That headline's been all over the internet, in the news, and it kind of goes along with a theme, which is the vast majority of us are too sedentary. We engage in lifestyle habits that are not healthy, such as smoking. We're not doing enough exercise. A very high percentage of us are overweight. Many of us are on medications. So this is yet another article that underlies the theme that it is the rare individual, truly an outlier, who is, quote, truly healthy. But let's take a look at the study. The study comes to us from York University in Canada, and the headline here, new study out of York U answers the question, is anyone truly healthy? And what they did here in the study is they looked at risk factors for dying, 19 risk factors that they considered contributing to one's risk of dying prematurely. And when you do something like that, you have to make some arbitrary choices. You have to rank some things higher, other things lower. You have to include some things and exclude others. And so here's what they did. In terms of lifestyle, they deemed risk factors no physical activity, a high-fat diet, and right there, stop right there, that is a controversial assertion because while overall high-fat diets are often accompanied by a lot of junk foods, there's some people who are on high-fat diets who are eating an exceptionally healthy diet. They may be on a high animal fat diet that is very low in carbs. They may be consuming grass-fed meats to the exclusion of lots of sugary foods, ultra-processed foods, and that could be healthy. But in this study, a high-fat diet is considered a risk factor for dying. Current smoking, of course, alcohol consumption, all right. When it comes to physiological measures, things that can be tested for, high blood pressure, okay. Hyperglycemia, which means elevated blood sugar, okay. Dyslipidemia, which is controversial because some people have high cholesterol and go on to celebrate their 100th birthday. Cardiovascular disease, okay, that's an objective fact, whether or not you've had a heart attack, a bypass, coronary stents, if you suffer from angina, okay. Cancer, fairly straightforward. You have a cancer, it puts you at risk for dying. And lung problems like chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, I'm okay with that. Then when it comes to social and mental factors, okay, we have to kind of factor that in because certain social and psychological factors may increase or in some cases decrease providing resilience against dying. So they include here lack of health insurance. Surely there are some very healthy individuals who are what you might call bareback. They don't have health insurance. Health insurance is not always a guarantor of longevity, but having health insurance is a good backup plan if you should come down with some medical condition, okay? And you can go to the doctor, you can get checked out. If you have high blood pressure, you might go for years without a proper evaluation. So they consider lack of health insurance a risk factor. Low education, that's been demonstrated. People who are poorly educated, they have poor literacy, they have poor health literacy, they just don't get it about what you need to do to stay well. Food insecurity, all right, people who scrounge from meal to meal, often, unfortunately, individuals with food insecurity, paradoxically, they can be overweight, okay? You know, too many empty calories that are cheap. Low income is, unfortunately, a risk factor for early death in the United States, so that was included. Use of mental health medication, all right, there's one. Use of mental health medication is associated with a higher risk of curtailed longevity. And that may not be about the medication per se. The medication doesn't necessarily kill you, but it's a marker for high stress, depression, loneliness, anxiety, and we know that these things can take a toll on our health. Okay, in terms of physical conditions, arthritis, use of pain medication, obesity, obviously, limitations of activities of daily living for those over 60. Okay, well, if you're over 60 and you can't walk a block or two, of course, that's a risk factor for dying. And then something subjective, general self-rated health reported as either excellent, very good, good, fair, and poor, these entered into the calculation. And some people are in a fool's paradise. They might rate their health as good when they're at death's door. And conversely, some people may be rather hypochondriacal. They may be in excellent health, but they may be obsessed with little health problems that ultimately won't put them at risk. So the study, you know, there's some flaws in this. A high-fat diet, for example, was classified as a fat consumption of greater than 35% of total calories. Well, what if the fat comes from healthy sources, nuts, avocados, and so on, and lean or even fatty grass-fed beef, pork, lamb, poultry, eggs? Oh, I'm not entirely sure that that is always a risk factor for dying. Excess alcohol, consuming greater than average of two drinks on the days they consume alcohol, rather stringent requirement. A lot of people drinking more than that, and they, hence, are part of that 97% deemed unhealthy. Okay, so physiological risk factors, blood pressure, fasting, glucose, triglycerides, cholesterol, LDL and HDL, et cetera, et cetera. So they claim here that diabetes and hypertension rates have gone up over time. More people aren't exercising since the study began. By the way, the study spanned a long period. It went from the 1980s, 1988 to 1994, and then 1999 to 2014. And so they were able to ascertain that there was an effect because some people ultimately died, and they correlated that to some of the things that they surveyed. Being on mental health medications, not finishing high school, associated with health risks. So what they're saying here is that nearly all of us have room for improvement when it comes to various lifestyle factors like diet, exercise, smoking, alcohol, and drug intake. But there are other things seemingly beyond our control. Low education, food insecurity, these things can take a toll. So got to look behind the headlines. I think that it well may be that even if people have certain of these factors, that they can lead long and healthy lives. So let's not be alarmist about only 3% of us are healthy. 877-726-8255, our number. We'll be taking some of your phone calls momentarily. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. This is a special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com, DearHoffmanStore.com. If you're looking to maintain peak brain health, I'd like to introduce you to a cutting-edge new brain support formula from my friends at Thorne, Cinequel. If you're recovering from head injury or play contact sports, you should pay special attention. Cinequel is formulated with the best researched nutrients that support healthy brain structure and cognitive function. Cinequel's active ingredients help maintain cellular energy production, encourage a healthy balance of inflammatory cytokines, provide energy to fuel the nerves, support neurotransmitter production, and help protect against oxidative stress. It's available in two strengths, Cinequel for everyday maintenance, and Cinequel Plus, which provides higher amounts of certain nutrients for shorter-term post-impact support. For more information and to purchase Cinequel, just go to drhoffman.com/thorn. There, you'll also find some of my other favorite Thorn products. That's drhoffman.com/thorn for the essential nutritional brain support formula, Cinequel.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has teamed up with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the military for their service. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features one-of-a-kind decorations, ornaments, wreaths, and garland, vintage glassware and table settings, paintings, jewelry, sports memorabilia, and collectibles along with toys and treasures in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday noon to 5, and Monday 10 to 6.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
It'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy. But you've never been interested in easy. You joined because you were not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 877-726-8255 is our number. That number available to you 24-7, 365. You can record a question. But we also take questions from live callers, and we've got John from Connecticut. Welcome. How are you doing?
Hey, Dr. Hoffman. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
And I went to the doctor's yesterday and I did the Cologuard.
Yes.
I think that was last year. And I guess you're supposed to get there within a certain amount of time. Doctors like to, he pushes me to get on drugs and go do this and go do that. I guess that's what doctors are all about today. Not you, but I mean, you know, your family.
Present company accepted, right? Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, my test was, it was positive.
Now, when was it positive? Was it last year or just now?
It was last year.
Okay. And then you never got follow-up from that? I mean, with a positive test? I mean, that kind of got lost in the
I didn't get a colonoscopy because it was a colonoscopy thing. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
He wanted me to go for that. That's the only way you'll know. But the only problem, I have nobody to drive me, you know? And I was like, I don't know what to do. So I was like, so I told him that yesterday, and he said, you're not going to go? You don't want to? And I said, no, I don't really want one, but I don't want, you know, I got to get somebody to drive me there, too, because I am used to driving home, even when I have things done at the doctor for my eyes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, after a colonoscopy, you're sort of sedated and maybe mildly impaired, and so they want someone to accompany you. Also, if there's a complication afterwards, such as bleeding that they don't detect in the colonoscopy suite, they want somebody to be around so that, you know, if you should experience distress, lightheadedness due to an intestinal bleeding episode, they want somebody to be around to witness that. So, okay, so here's the deal. Cologuard test is a fairly accurate way of determining risk for colon cancer. It is the successor to something called the FIT test, the fecal immunochemical test, called the FIT test, which basically tests your stool for the presence of blood. The upgrade on the Cologuard test is that not only does it test for the presence of blood, which can be innocent sometimes. Maybe you've got a little, you know, hemorrhoid or rectal tear, and some blood is present. That doesn't necessarily mean you have cancer. But it also tests for the type of DNA that is associated with colon cancer. And with the current test, it's pretty accurate at picking up colon cancer well into the 90s, but there's a false positive rate of about 13%, which means that even in the face of a positive test, it may not be that you have colon cancer. It's not certain, but it's highly suggestive that we ought to go up there and take a look-see. So you need to move heaven and earth to get someone to take you for the test, because it's important at this point. It could save your life. Limitations of the Cologuard test is that you're not actually going up there to look. Looking can sometimes reveal the presence of polyps, which are precancerous, which are not easily detected with the Cologuard test. So it's not perfect. It's not a complete substitute for colonoscopy, but for screening purposes, for people who don't want to get a colonoscopy, for people who are very low risk, they can take the Cologuard test. There's some news on the Cologuard test, because the concern is if it's 13% inaccurate, in other words, yielding a false positive, that's going to alarm you unnecessarily. They're working on getting approval for an upgraded Cologuard test. They haven't achieved approval, but they just did a study. The new test has only a 9% false positive rate. Still possible to misdiagnose, so you still got to go look up there and see what's causing the test to turn positive. John, it's essential that you get a colonoscopy to see what's going on. So, you know, you got to put it out to friends, to family, to you know, people at your church or at your Lions Club, people in a community. You know, you got to get to the center and have the test performed to make sure that you don't have colon cancer. So get the test, and I'll tell you what, let's make a deal. You get the test, and then you call us back, tell us what the result is. And I'm hoping that you're one of those folks with a false positive, but it's mandatory that you get tested, because early detection of colon cancer can mean the difference between survival and dying. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Wakanaga of America, makers of Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, knows that most of us are having to stretch every dollar a little further these days. But that doesn't mean you should have to choose between saving money and your family's health. It's important, as well as cost-effective, to choose safe and multifunctional nutritional supplements. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been a superior cardiovascular supplement for over 50 years, backed by over 900 published scientific papers. Aged garlic extract has been shown to provide many cardiovascular benefits, including lowering blood pressure and improving arterial stiffness, and strong immune support. Kyolic Formula 103 includes vitamin C, mushrooms, and astragalus for immune and heart health, and Kyolic Formula 152 with omega-3s and vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6 for heart, bone, and immune health. Two excellent options that provide multiple health benefits for your family's health. Look for Kyolic at your local natural health store and online.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number. And we often talk about cannabinoids here, specifically CBD. The interesting article in the July 5th, 2023, Aging Research Reviews, about the potential for cannabinoids to have a beneficial effect on dementia and Alzheimer's disease. Now, that's in contradistinction to marijuana. Marijuana, it's no coincidence that they call it dope, because studies show that it can impair short-term memory, focus, and concentration. But when you take out the THC and you isolate the CBD component of hemp, in this case, there's also CBD in marijuana, but the ratio of THC to CBD is much higher in marijuana than in hemp plants. Hemp plants have a variety of cannabinoids, including things like cannabidiol or CBD, but also cannabinol, cannabigerol, cannabidivarin, and cannabichromine. So they're kind of like broad-spectrum cannabinoids that have an impact on the endocannabinoid system. We have an internal system that signals using endogenous cannabinoids that help us alleviate pain, that facilitate mood, and so on. So in this review, they discuss, and I'm quoting, the current state of the art regarding the contribution of the endocannabinoid system in synaptic transmission, the plasticity of the brain, and neurogenesis. Yeah, we want neurogenesis. Just like the book of Genesis, it means creation. Neurons can, contrary to what we used to think, once your neurons died, you know, you partied hardy, you pulled an all-nighter, and how many brain cells did you lose? Well, you're constantly losing and regenerating brain cells. According to these researchers, exogenous cannabinoids were evaluated in the treatment of depression and for delaying the progression of Alzheimer's disease. And they had an impact on signaling with neurotransmitters like serotonin, adrenaline, dopamine, and glutamate. And they go into the weeds on the evidence that suggests that these endogenous cannabinoids, but also taking external cannabinoids, can reduce neuroinflammation. Inflammation in the brain can cause deterioration of brain function, neurodegenerative disease, even maybe responsible for depression. There's some studies that suggest that curcumin, for example, may slow the progression of Alzheimer's disease, but it also may be helpful in the treatment of depression because it quells inflammation in the brain. So there you have it. I'm a big fan of CBD, and this is a nice segue to an announcement about the CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients. It's Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation to the Reserve Collection. It's a gummy. The Reserve Collection is a specially curated blend of full-spectrum cannabinoids. It's rich and bold. The Reserve Collection products elicit strong feelings of calm, comfort, and relief when intense support is needed. They're about as high-test as you can get over the counter. So enjoy a deeper CBD experience with Plus CBD's Reserve Collection of oils, soft gels, and now gummies. All of their products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. It's a special offer to our Intelligent Medicine listeners. Grab it. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Reserve Collection gummies. They really are great. 877-726-8255, our number. That number available to you 24/7, 365, and somebody weighed in with a question. Let's hear it.
I have a question about amylase, the digestive enzyme. On a scale of 31 to 110, mine was 138. And I wonder what could be causing that. Is it serious? And is there anything you can do about it?
Okay. Yeah, this is a question for you and your doctor, because sometimes – so what is amylase? First of all, amylase – is something that is used to digest starches. And it is present in two main locations in the body. It's in the salivary gland, so you begin the digestion of starches in your mouth. So if you're eating a starchy food, you know, make sure you chew it. Don't bolt it down, because you'll lose the action of amylase to break it down, and it'll be incompletely digested. But also the pancreas makes amylase, which makes it a little confusing when you have an elevated amylase, because especially in older individuals, you can sometimes get a little stone in your salivary ducts. And usually that produces a much higher amylase than this little bump that you're experiencing. But you can get a false positive reading suggesting that you've got a pancreatic problem, like pancreatitis, when it's actually the problem is in your salivary glands in your mouth. So your doctor is confronted with a little bit of a dilemma, like, what do I do here? Because the levels are only slightly elevated, he may say, let's watch and wait. Repeat the test in 3 months. If it's going up, then we got to do some investigation. We've got to do an evaluation of your pancreas. Sometimes that involves a CT or an MRI. Sometimes if you have a very high level of pancreatic amylase. By the way, you can do – there's another test that you can do. The ordinary test just looks for amylase. Doesn't tell you where it's from, whether it's from the salivary glands or whether it's from the pancreas. But you can do a test that differentiates them. It's called amylase isoenzymes. And isoenzymes mean that they're very similar – and they would be lumped in an ordinary test, but a more discriminating test can tell you whether it's from the mouth or whether it's from the pancreas, and then the investigation can proceed, you know, what's causing the elevation. So amylase is often very highly elevated in pancreatitis. It can be a sign that there's a blockage in the pancreatic duct, and the ERCP test is a test where they go down via your mouth with a probe, and they kind of shimmy that probe through your pancreatic duct and see if there's some sort of blockage there that could be caused by stone or it could be caused by something worse, and then they can find out precisely why your amylase is elevated. So there are a variety of causes of elevated amylase, sometimes hyperparathyroidism can cause it, but it really needs to be investigated if it's found to be persistently high, especially if it's going up. That's the story. 877-726-8255, our number. And this item is intriguing for people who suffer from migraines. You know, there are new migraine medications. They're called CGRP antagonists. And they are not used to take specifically when you have a migraine. They're used continuously to reduce the risk of having a migraine. And they've been successful not at abolishing migraines, usually, but reducing the intensity and frequency of migraines. They really can work. And I recommend that people suffering from migraines consider them. Other people have noticed that using an ice pack on your head can alleviate migraine discomfort. It's a good old-fashioned treatment for migraines. It sort of works. They even have specially designed cold caps, which people can put on their head, that alleviates migraine discomfort. Now researchers are looking at a very innovative treatment that is used when you have an acute migraine. You don't have to do this all the time, but it's something that you can do as a way of, in a drug-free fashion, treating a migraine attack. There are medications that can be used, the triptans, that can be used as a nasal spray, taken orally. These medications can be used in the event of a migraine attack. But what about a non-invasive, safe, non-pharmacological treatment? And it's called transnasal evaporative cooling. It involves putting cool, dry air into your nasal passages. There's a device that delivers it. Most patients reported relief of their symptoms after receiving 15 minutes of transnasal evaporative cooling. And this has been on the drawing boards for a few years. I looked at the studies, and the studies began in the 20-teens, and they're close to offering this device as a medically approved treatment, FDA-approved device, for the treatment of migraine. The findings were presented at the American Headache Society meeting that just occurred this year. So they say everyone who has migraine disease needs abortive treatment. In other words, something that can knock out the migraine when you have it. There's a need for safe and effective acute treatment for migraine because, you know, drugs sometimes not that effective and they have side effects. So what they found is that in a small study, 24 patients were randomized to receive 15 minutes of cooling via like a nasal cannula, like a tube that goes up your nose. And they looked at pain levels. 88%, 8 of 9 patients reported pain relief at 2 hours. Of these, 44% reported being pain-free at 2 hours, all without need for rescue medication. So, you know, it's like it's pretty effective. It's not 100%, but it does ameliorate the discomfort. And the thought is that the cooling affects something called the sphenopalatine ganglion. It's a large kind of a grand central station where all your nerves meet in your head behind your nasal passages. And that by cooling the sphenopalatine ganglion, you turn down the volume on pain signals. That's how it seems to work. The transnasal evaporative cooling device cools by blowing dry ambient air across the nasal turbinates and may work by neuromodulation. Neuromodulation, modulating nerve impulses via the sphenopalatine ganglion for migraine. So it's an innovative treatment. Is it available yet? I think they're going for FDA approval, but it's on the drawing boards. The study was sponsored by Cool Tech Corporation, and you know, look for that to be introduced as a medical device in the near future. I think it's very promising. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This is Intelligent Medicine.
This is a special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
As you know by now, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation, Plus CBD Daily Balance THC-free. Daily Balance is a daily-use supplement that provides the benefits of CBD without the concern of other cannabinoids like THC causing unwanted effects. Daily Balance contains the purest form of hemp-derived CBD in high concentrations to help you overcome intense challenges to mental and physical well-being. All Plus CBD products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Daily Balance THC-free line of oil, soft gels, and gummies. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust. The very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com, DearHoffmanStore.com.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim and Lenny Matthews for our show Ask Elle right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here on Tuesday night at 6 p.m. brought to you by KNS Staffing Solutions.
530-605-4517.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
We all make choices. When it comes to alcohol, kids make choices whether to drink or not.
Bye, Dad.
Bye-bye.
Remember, I'm going to Alex's party tonight and sleeping over.
Hey, Ann, have a seat for a second. Remind me about that party again.
And adults make choices whether to talk about it. That's true of parents and every other trusted adult in a kid's life. Kids want to know our expectations when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. They want guidance and honest answers to their questions. And it makes a difference when the message is consistent and part of everyday conversations. So talk with your kids and help lead them on a positive path. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 877-726-8255, our number. And that number available to you 24-7 because, well, we want you to be able to reach out any time of the week. So let's hear this question.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I've been diagnosed with polymyalgia rheumatica, PMR, and they've got me on prednisone, and I started out with 15 milligrams, 1.5, and they're going to be decreasing it every month until I eventually go off. But my question is, it has a lot of side effects that I read about in the pamphlet from the pharmacy, and I was wondering if there is an alternative to help with this condition, generally just being achy, arms and legs, achy when I walk, and tired. Prednisone helps a lot. I feel much, much better. It's like a different person, but I'd rather not take medication or drugs for this, so... Anyway, if there's anything you can suggest, that might be an alternative.
Okay. So PMR, polymyalgia rheumatica, poly means every, myalgia means muscles, and rheumatica means that it's a rheumatological or an inflammatory disease that affects all the muscles. And it is distinctive from fibromyalgia, where you might not have high markers of inflammation. Your body aches, but you don't have a high ESR, a SED rate, or you don't have a high C-reactive protein. These are easily available markers for inflammation. And when you have a SED rate, you know, 60, 70, 80, and you have body-wide pain, then you have polymyalgia rheumatica. And the nice thing about it is that it does respond really well to prednisone and even low doses of prednisone. Some diseases, you know, like colitis or something, you have to give 40, 50, 60 milligrams of prednisone to quell the inflammation. But with polymyalgia rheumatica, and by the way, the vast majority of individuals suffering from PMR are over the age of 65 or 70 and predominantly female, and it is associated somewhat with advanced age and frailty. So they tend to respond to fairly low doses. So start with 15, which is a pretty low dose. You're not going to get a lot of side effects. It may affect sleep. It may affect mood. High doses of prednisone can even produce psychosis, certainly, you know, mood alterations. When you take, and then the other thing is you can quickly taper. So you can go to, you know, 15, you feel a little better. And the goal is to taper you as quickly as possible because you don't want to keep, I mean, you could say, gee, I feel great on this. Why not stay on it for the rest of my life? Well, no. It can accelerate cataracts. It can increase your blood sugar. It can cause your bone mineral density to deplete. Yeah, all the side effects that you see. It can cause mood alterations and so on. So I see patients with PMR, and either I put them on low doses of prednisone or I agree with their regimen of prednisone, but the goal is to get them off as quickly as possible. And what tends to help is, number one, patients with PMR tend to have very low levels of DHEA. DHEA is suppressed by prednisone. Often people with PMR have low levels of DHEA anyway, so I give them some DHEA, maybe 25, even 50 milligrams of DHEA if they're men. I also give high doses of vitamin D because it actually is great in rheumatological diseases. High doses of fish oil and curcumin and sometimes boswellin, this is sort of an anti-inflammatory cocktail. These are some of the things that can facilitate your tapering so that you can taper more quickly and get back to basics. Another thing for sleep, since prednisone interrupts the synthesis of melatonin, I give patients a fairly high dose melatonin when they have PMR, you know, 5, 10, 20 even of prednisone, melatonin to offset the sleep interruption that sometimes occurs when you take prednisone, because it can be quite disconcerting. You know, it really interrupts your sleep quality. But if you're less subject to pain, you may ultimately sleep better. So, yeah, there are certainly some things you can do naturally, and an anti-inflammatory diet is important, too. If you're eating a lot of junk, ultra-processed foods that are pro-inflammatory, you want to get away from that and take the foods that are anti-inflammatory. Lots of vegetables rich in polyphenols, fish rich in EPA and DHA, nuts, which have precursors to EPA and DHA, the olive oil. These are excellent things to take, which can sort of accelerate your tapering from prednisone. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255. Our number will be available next hour, so call us. This is Intelligent Medicine. If you're looking to maintain peak brain health, I'd like to introduce you to a cutting-edge new brain support formula from my friends at Thorne, Cinequel. If you're recovering from a head injury or play contact sports, you should pay special attention. Cinequel is formulated with the best research nutrients that support healthy brain structure and cognitive function. SynaQuil's active ingredients help maintain cellular energy production, encourage a healthy balance of inflammatory cytokines, provide energy to fuel the nerves, support neurotransmitter production, and help protect against oxidative stress. It's available in two strengths, SynaQuil for everyday maintenance and SynaQuil Plus, which provides higher amounts of certain nutrients for shorter-term post-impact support. For more information and to purchase SynaQuil, just go to drhoffman.com/thorn. There, you'll also find some of my other favorite Thorn products. That's drhoffman.com/thorn for the essential nutritional brain support formula.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Reading School of the Arts presents Disney's The Little Mermaid Jr. at the historic Cascade Theater, January 18th to 21st. This 60-minute musical is full of the songs you know and love from the animated film and the Broadway production. This production by Reading School of the Arts is the only of its kind. Students at the heart of the show, come support students in the arts and prepare to be entertained at the guilds.
Tickets available now at cascadetheater.org. That's Cascade, T-H-E-A-T-R-E.org. This production of The Little Mermaid Jr. is presented with special permission by Music Theater International.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Happy New Year in the Eastern Time Zone. Ball dropped in Times Square in New York City and now has moved into the Central Time Zone. With no major problems, protesters who'd plagued the Big Apple recently blocking the streets were tying up traffic. Meanwhile, a new year means new threats from Pyongyang.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un vowed to launch three additional military spy satellites, produce more nuclear materials, and introduce attack drones in 2024. State media also says he called for overwhelming war readiness to cope with U.S.-led confrontational moves. Kim's comments made during a Workers' Party meeting to set state goals for next year suggest he'll intensify a run of weapons tests ahead of the 2024 presidential election. Observers say Kim believes a boosted nuclear capability would give him another chance for high-stakes diplomacy with the U.S. to win sanctions relief if former President Trump returns to the White House. I'm Shelley Appler.
Migrant crossings at U.S. southern border reportedly break record for monthly encounters as President Biden's administration talks amnesty with Mexico.
According to news reports, agents from U.S. Customs and Border Protection, or CBP, have taken over 275,000 migrants into custody so far in December, making it the highest month on record already. The number includes illegal immigrants encountered between ports of entry and migrants entering at ports of entry via the CBP One app. The previous record was set in September when officials saw nearly 270,000 encounters. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu says the war in Gaza will continue for many more months, resisting international calls for a ceasefire of hostilities. News and analysis, townhall.com.
Let's in Dinesh D'Souza's new blockbuster movie, Police State exposes the government's plot to control MAGA conservatives.
These are anti-government.
We have freedom of religion and freedom of speech.
Violent extremists, and they must be dealt with.
MAGA Republicans threaten the very foundation of our republic.
Mass surveillance, censorship, and armed attacks. There's nowhere to hide.
FBI, we have an arrest warrant.
15 marked units on my property.
Military-styled soldiers pointing an automatic rifle at my head.
Are we becoming a police state?
It may be the Russia other people grew up in, but not my America.
Directed by Dinesh D'Souza, Debbie D'Souza, and Bruce Shuley, Police State sounds the alarm.
What we need is a person, and then we go find out what crime you did.
How did we give the state this kind of power?
Police State, they have their lists. Are you next?
If they're coming for me, they're coming for you.
Police State. Buy it or stream it now at salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.
Eurostar had to cancel trains due to flooding, stranding hundreds of travelers in Paris and London.
In the Gare du Nord train station in Paris, passengers stare up at a screen by the Eurostar platform in hope of more news after dozens of trains were cancelled to and from London. Engineers working on the tunnel said water levels were reducing. The volume of water in the tunnel was unprecedented, they said. Stranded passenger Chris Dillashaw from San Antonio, Texas, told the AP,
"Our entire family is here. There's 12, 14 of us. And we were celebrating Christmas in Paris and then headed to London for our New Year's Eve plans. It's pretty disappointing to find out via an email what happened."
The UK has been battered by strong gusty winds and heavy rain brought by Storm Gerrit throughout the festive period. Karen Chamas, London.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. China will soon ease visa restrictions for people visiting from the United States.
Starting January 1st, American tourists can visit the country without submitting round-trip air tickets, proof of hotel reservations, itineraries, or invitations to China. The move is the latest effort by China to attract foreign travelers since reopening its borders earlier this year. Last month, the country announced it would allow visa-free entry for citizens of 5 European countries and Malaysia for up to 15 days. Rich Thomason reporting.
Boeing urging immediate inspections of 737 MAX airplanes. It's because of a possible loose bolt in the rudder control system. FAA says it was closely monitoring the MAX targeted inspections, and they'll consider additional action based on any further discovery of loose or missing hardware. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You joined because you were not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
And now, When Radio Was. Brought to you by Radiospirits.com.
I'm your host, Greg Bell, and this time we continue a New Year's Eve-themed Red Skelton episode. And then later, Phil Harris and Alice Faye are throwing their own New Year's Eve party. Let's break out the bubbly and get this party started. I believe as we resume, the Mean Whittle Kid Jr. is about to make an appearance. Verna Felton will be heard as his grandmother. This is from New Year's Eve, 1946.
Junior made a snowball real quick, threw it at a guy with a walking stick. He was knocked out cold, and if the truth were told, inside of the trick was a brick.
Oh, what a beautiful sight. The earth blanketed in snow. Oh, Junior!
Yes, kiddo!
Come downstairs!
Okay, I'll slide down the banister. It'll be quicker.
What did you break?
Meow. Meow.
Put that cat outside and come here.
It still works. It still
works. Did you look out your window upstairs?
Not me. I don't raise them window blinds. Not after what happened the last time, boy. I forgot to let go of the cord, and I shot up with the blind, wound me around the little road. I got the worst spanking that I got me.
Well, look out the window.
Okay, I look out the window. Oh, yeah. Does this mean the sugar shortage is over?
Snow, dear. No? That's snow.
Oh, snow? Oh, boy, I'm going to make a snowman. I'm going to make him look like Uncle Clem could eat a hopper. That's if I can find stool but enough looking snow. Can I go out and play?
Well, do you have your long underwear on?
Yeah, I got on my long heavies, and I got on my heavy shirt, and my wool socks, and my pants, my high top shoes, my overcoat.
Well, I'm proud of you dressing yourself without my help.
Earmuffs?
Yeah, how'd you do it?
I slept in them last night.
You can go outside until breakfast is ready.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'll go with you and pick up the morning paper.
Oh.
Careful going down the steps now. They're slippery.
No!
Don't. Oh, you to be careful. Are you all right?
I hurt my arm.
Did you bump your funny bone?
Yeah, my funny bone lost his sense of humor. Where'd all this ice come from?
Mother Nature freezes the water.
Boy, she really got stiff last night.
Careful now.
Hey, watch me. I'm going to go belly whopping. Oh, I'll never do that again.
To go belly whopping, Junior, you need a sled.
Now she tells me.
What are you doing? Making a snowball?
Yeah, a nice, big, fat, juicy one.
You wouldn't hit Grandma with it, would you?
Sometimes I wonder why they let women vote.
There's Mr. Fowler.
Oh, there's Mr. Fowler. Look, he's wearing a new derby hat and me with a snowball. Now, he ought to know better than that. I'll just close my eyes and hope for the best. Oh, boy, it's a good thing he had his kisser open and it hit him right in the mush, you know. Oh, here he comes, here he comes.
Verna, did you see what Junior did?
No, what?
He hit me with a snowball that was padded around a brick.
It was not a brick. It was not a brick.
It was a brick.
It was not a brick. It was not a brick. It was flagstone.
You should be ashamed of yourself. You throw snowballs and people won't like you.
Well, that'll be an improvement because they hate me now.
Now, look, young man, you behave yourself.
Okay, I'll try, but I'm fighting a losing battle. I know that.
Now throw that other snowball down.
Okay. Oh, it broke the upstairs window, Grandma.
Did you do that on purpose?
No, honest, I didn't. I was aiming at the downstairs window.
Oh, you were?
Yes.
Hit me.
Now I'm going to tell.
You're going to tell what?
I'm going to tell everybody that he used to be a whack lieutenant in George Washington's army.
You know I'm not that old.
Oh, no. We're crossing the Delaware tonight, Lieutenant.
Good. I'll have coffee and donuts ready at the dock, Jim.
Boy, I sure get too excited, don't I, Grandma?
Well, I must be going.
But where are you going so early, Mr. Fowler?
Go read your Tom-Tom book. Will you go read your Tom-Tom book?
It's a winter sport. Would you care to go skiing, Verna?
Oh, no. I know nothing about skiing.
No? Hey, Grandma, look how big his feet are.
Those aren't his feet.
They're not?
No.
Boy, he sure let his toenails get away from him. Look at them flat tops. Boy, look at them feet. They sure getting a lot of vitamins lately, ain't they?
Those are skis.
Skis?
And it's a great sport, Junior. Oh. Watch me slide down the side of this little hill.
Oh, isn't that dangerous?
Now, don't talk him out of it. Let him go. He wants to show off.
I'm not showing off, Junior. A good skier is proud to give an exhibition of his skill.
Oh, sure.
I've been skiing ever since I learned to walk.
Oh, thank you.
Well, here goes.
There goes. Let him go, boy. He's heading right for a tree. He made it. Now he can learn to walk again. Hey, maybe I shouldn't have tied his shoelaces together, huh?
All right.
Yeah.
Well, it's too cold for me, Junior. Come on, let's go in.
No, I'm going to get two boards and tie them on my feet and make myself a pair of skis and then go sliding down the street.
Oh, no, you aren't.
Right.
You might bump into an automobile and dent the fenders.
Yes. You sure does love me, don't you, huh?
You just better forget the idea.
Right.
You might get going too fast and slide in a snowdrift and get buried.
I don't care. I'd love to get buried in one of them snowbanks. I get buried so deep that they won't be able to find me till a spring thaw, you know? And then I will be there frozen stiff. And then the vultures will find me and they'll say, oh, look at this delicious frozen food. And then they will come over and have a picnic and start picking off of me widow bones, you know? And they'll say, oh, what a good widow boy. And I'll be froze stiffer than a California driver on New Year's Eve. And I will be dead. You know what she... Oh, no, 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 no.
What's the matter?
I scared me down.
Well, it serves you right.
Yes, heard me right.
Always dreaming up such weird stories.
Yeah, weird stories.
Bless his little heart.
Yeah, bless his little heart.
Now, if you want to stay outside and play, go get the sled your grandfather made for you.
Ah, no, that thing's too big and it's too heavy.
Oh, it isn't so heavy.
Then how come I tied it on the back end of a Greyhound bus and it stalled it dead, huh?
Well, I'm going inside. Now, if you're good, I'll buy you some candy later.
Some candy? Mm-hmm. For me?
Yes.
How much?
A whole big penny's worth.
Well, thanks, Sporty.
You come in now if you get cold.
Okay, well, here I is, all alone. Anybody got heart trouble, you can leave now. You know? I think I'll sneak over to Mr. Frank's house and see what he's doing over there. Doodle,
doodle,
snow is on the ground. Oh, there he is. Hello, Mr.
Bojegi.
How
are
you?
Oh, Junior, come here and see what I'm making for you.
Huh?
Snowman.
A snowman?
Yes.
A big fat one?
Yes.
Pieces of coal for eyes?
Yes.
Broom in his arms?
Yes.
What are they good for?
Everyone loves a snowman.
Yeah, well, what's he doing on my sled? Get him up with that.
That's so you can pull him over in your own yard and show your grandmother.
Oh.
Here's the sled rope. Pull easy now.
Now, that's mighty neighbor. Are you going to take the snowman and show him to me, Grandma? Hey, Grandma, come here. Look what I got in the living room. Come here. Look over by the fireplace. Look.
Good heavens. Where did that water come from?
Well, I don't know. Ask the snowman. He was here last.
Bring a snowman in the house.
Yeah, I shook hands with him and he was so cold that I thought I'd bring him in and let him get warmed up.
Oh, I give up.
You don't?
Remember, we'll all be back to the next Tuesday at the same time. Red Skelton, David Forrester and his orchestra, Anita Ellis, Verna Felton, Gigi Pearson, Pat McGee, and Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. Until next Tuesday, then.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now. Thanks for listening, and may we wish you all a very prosperous new year. Happy New Year, everybody.
The Red Skelton Show from New Year's Eve, 1946. As you heard, busy actress Verna Felton played Junior's grandmother. She was also featured over on the Jack Benny program as Dennis Day's domineering mother and showed up all the time on Abbott and Costello, Lux Radio Theater, Burns and Allen, Suspense, Bergen and McCarthy, and on and on. Felton provided voices for many of Disney's best-remembered animated films. She was the Elephant Matriarch and Mrs. Jumbo in Dumbo, the Fairy Godmother in Cinderella, the Queen of Hearts in Alice in Wonderland, Aunt Sarah in Lady and the Tramp, and Winifred the Elephant in The Jungle Book. In the early 1960s, she was on the Harry Morgan-led sitcom Pete and Gladys, playing Hilda Crocker, and she was Fred's mother-in-law on The Flintstones. Verna Felton passed away December 14, 1966, just hours before the death of her longtime employer, Walt Disney. I'm Greg Bell, and coming up next on When Radio Was, another comedy, as Phil Harris and Alice Faye are hosting a New Year's Eve party. It will begin right after this.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
And now on Win Radio Was, we continue to ring in the new year with some fantastic comedies. This one right here is one of my favorites, and I hope you all agree. The stars are Jack Benny's longtime boozy bandleader and his singer-actress wife. Joining Phil and Alice, as usual, a tremendous supporting cast. Announcer Bill Foreman will share that with you. I'll just let you know this is from December 28th, 1952.
RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music, and first in television, presents transcribed The Phil Harris, Alice Faye Show. For your enjoyment, here is The Phil Harris, Alice Faye Show, written by Ray Singer and Dick Chevalier, with Elliot Lewis, Walter Tetley, Robert North, Janine Roos, Ann Whitfield, Walter Sharp in his music, and yours truly, Bill Foreman. Have you ever planned to spend a quiet New Year's Eve at home? That's what Phil is planning for this year. Whether he succeeds or not is... But more about that later. First, a word from RCA Victor. At home or away, you'll have a world of entertainment at your fingertips when you own RCA Victor's smart new super personal radio. It's the handiest portable radio you can buy. No bigger than an average book. And it's so lightweight and compact, you can take it anywhere with ease. And, tiny as it is, you'll find that with its room-size volume and big radio tone, it's a match for much larger portables. But the advantages of RCA Victor's super personal portable radio don't end there. With new RCA Balanced Life batteries, it plays longer, up to 10 times longer than previous small portable radios. And its new battery lifesaver switch can add even more playing hours by letting batteries loaf in strong signal areas. Enjoy music and your favorite radio shows wherever you go. Select RCA Victor's tiny new super personal portable for yourself or as a gift. It comes in a choice of 6 stunning colors, and it's priced at only $29.95 plus batteries, slightly higher in the far west and south. See and hear RCA Victor's long, long playing super personal portable radio at your RCA Victor dealers tomorrow. The stars of the RCA Victor program, Alice Faye and Phil Harris. Phil has told Alice that he doesn't want to go out this New Year's Eve. Alice was a little disappointed, but rather than make an issue of it, she decided to have a party at home.
Well, Willie, I called everybody, and they all accepted my invitation. There'll be about 50 people at my New Year's Eve party.
Sis, why make all that work for yourself? Why have a party? Why don't you just go out New Year's Eve?
Well, I'd like to go to a nightclub and celebrate, but Phil doesn't want to. He just wants to stay at home.
That's what comes from marrying a man so much older than yourself. That 20 years difference shows up at this stage of the game.
There's not that much difference. He's only 10 years older than I am.
Only 10? Well, how old is Philip?
Well, Phil is 47, and I'm... You're right, there is 20 years difference.
Philip has no right to hold you down like this. If he doesn't want to take you out, go out with somebody else.
Like who?
Call one of your old boyfriends, like Rudy Valley, Don Amici, or Rod LaRock.
Never mind. And look, Willie, don't say anything to Phil about the party. I'm not going to tell him about it until Wednesday morning.
Ooh, why not?
Well, because I'm inviting some very nice people. And if Phil hears about the party, he'll invite all the boys in his band, and they'll bring their whatever those things our musicians bring to parties.
Those are girls.
And why are they all shaped like bottles? And the way those fellas act at a party...
Oh, Alice, you're just sensitive. Phillips' musicians won't do any harm at the party. In fact, if you keep them caged, they can be amusing.
Well, I don't want them. I'm using my good silverware and bone china, and I don't trust them. Well, if they don't break, they'll hawk. I had those musicians over here last New Year's Eve, and I'll...
Oh, good morning, honey. Hey, did I hear you talking about musicians?
Yes, you did. I was telling Willie about how they acted at our last New Year's Eve party.
Yeah. Hey, weren't they cute? That was some New Year's Eve party. What a fortnight.
Fortnight? You mean they stayed for 2 weeks?
Certainly. It ain't good manners to eat and run. I say run, they couldn't even walk. Sure was a wonderful New Year's Eve party. We had a lot of... Hey, Alice, I got an idea. Why don't we invite...
No. Never again.
No, huh? Well, maybe just Elliot and a noble player.
No,
you know.
No. No, now just forget about it and go read your morning mail.
Okay. Well, I don't see why we can't have a few musicians over. They... Hey, speaking of Elliot, look at this. He sent us an invitation.
To what?
To a New Year's Eve party at his house. Listen to this. You are cordially invited to the musician's annual New Year's Eve and sew up your own knife wounds party. The party will start at 8 o'clock and will last till 6 New Year's morning. Those who wish are invited to stay for breakfast and the reading of the coroner's report. Hey, Alice, I know I didn't want to go out on New Year's Eve, but I can't resist this invitation.
Well, I can. I planned on staying home to please you, and we're not going out. Call Elliot and tell him we can't go.
But, honey, Elliot's my best friend. I can't tell him we don't want to go.
Well, make up an excuse. Blame it on me. Tell him I'm sick. Tell him I have a streptococcus infection, and the doctor gave me a couple of shots and told me not to go out of the house for a few days.
Honey, I can't. Come in. Maybe I can tell him that.
Hiya, Curly. Hello, Alice.
Oh, Elliot.
I just stopped over to see if you got my invitation. Oh, it's going to be a great party. I got a pipeline from the Knickerbocker Brewery direct to my apartment. We're going to have a wonderful time.
Look, Elliot, we can't go to your party.
You can't go to my party?
No.
Why not? Am I too lowbrow for you people?
It's not only that.
I mean...
No, it's not that, Elliot. It's Alice. You see, she had a couple of shots, and she's in no condition to go out.
Shall we put her under a cold shower and sober her up? Well, we can send her to my doctor. He has a new 3-day cure that's...
I don't mean that. The doctor gave her a couple of shots for her streptococcus. It's a Greek disease.
Oh, gee, Alice, I'm sorry you're sick.
So am I. That means I won't be able to go to your party.
Oh, but, Alice, you've got to come. It's going to be a wonderful affair. We'll have about 200 people. There'll be all kinds of food and drinks, and I counted on your coming. I don't know what I'll do if you don't show up.
Oh, that's sweet of you, Elliot, but I just can't go.
Well, if you can't, you can't. I'll just have to get somebody else to wash the dishes.
Elliot, I'm sick, and I can't go to your party.
Yeah, I understand, Alice, but don't worry. You just go to bed and forget everything. Curly will tell you all about the party when he gets home. If he gets home.
Look, Elliot, if Alice can't go, I can't go. You don't expect me to go to your party alone, do you?
Of course not. I'll get you that red-headed manicurist that Joe's bought.
Elliot, will you please stop that? You think you can get her? I can stop in for a shave around 6 o'clock and... my sick wife. I'm sorry, Elliot, I can't go. Look, Alice, maybe by New Year's Eve you'll feel better.
Oh, no. No, I'm sure it'll be much worse New Year's Eve. In fact, it's getting worse now. I'd better go upstairs and lie down. Maybe next year, Elliot, if I'm still around. Oh, those pains.
Gee, Curly. I didn't realize she was so sick. Poor kid. You must be terribly worried.
Yeah. Elliot, who's coming to your party? The same gang?
Yeah.
Hey, too bad I ain't going to be there. You know, that party ain't going to be the same without me, because I'm always cracking jokes and I sing for the gang. I bet you're going to miss that.
Oh, something fierce.
Hey, maybe I could sneak over New Year's Eve and just do a song, you know?
No. Don't put yourself out. I'll tell you what. You sing to me now and I'll remember it New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve is 3 days off.
It'll haunt me that long.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Try something new. Peanuts, popcorn, Cracker Jack, and Jelly Apple, won't you buy from me? Peanuts, popcorn, Cracker Jack, and Jelly Apple, won't you buy, won't you buy from me? Peanuts, popcorn, Cracker Jack, and Jelly Apple, won't you buy from me? Peanuts, popcorn, Cracker Jack, and Jelly Apple, won't you buy, won't you buy from me? Won't you buy, pretty lady? Won't you try something new? Won't you buy, my pretty lady? They're all imported from the tropics, just especially for you. There's a little fella, always in the park, selling nuts and candy, happy as a lark, chirpy as a cricket, as he strolls along, everybody loves him and his funny song. Peanuts, popcorn, Cracker Jack, and Jelly Apple, won't you buy from me? Peanuts, popcorn, Cracker Jack, and Jelly Apple, won't you buy, won't you buy from me? Won't you buy, pretty lady? Won't you try something new? Won't you buy, my pretty lady? They're all imported from the tropics, just especially for you. Peanuts, popcorn, Cracker Jack, and Jelly Apple, won't you buy from me? Peanuts, popcorn, Cracker Jack, and Jelly Apple, won't you buy, won't you buy from me? Won't you buy, my pretty lady? Honey, won't you try something new? Won't you buy, pretty lady? They're all imported from the tropics, just especially for you. Won't you buy,
Curly, that was glorious.
Fast and glorious.
Say, by the way, Curly, I'll need a few things for my party. May I borrow them?
Oh, sure. What do you need?
Oh, just a couple of little things. I'll need some salt shakers, napkin rings, napkins, tablecloths, candles, noisemakers, funny hats, cigars, cigarettes, flowers, food, liquor, and a full set of dishes for 200 people.
Why don't you take my kids, too?
Don't be sarcastic. I just want a few things. Oh, before I forget, I'll need some glasses to serve the champagne in.
Why do you need our glasses? If there's one thing you have more of than anybody else, it's something to drink out of. Why don't you use your own?
I'd like to, but I can't.
Why not?
My lily cups haven't come back from the dry cleaners yet. They won't be back till Saturday.
You should have sent them to a laundry. You get one day service.
I tried that, but they put too much starch in them. Got so the cups were stiffer than the guests.
let you have the glasses and the napkins and the tablecloth.
How about the dishes?
I don't know about that. All we have is bone china.
Well, scrape the bones off. That'll be all right. Just give me a big carton. I'll dump everything into it and
wait
take it
minute,
over to
wait
my
a minute.
Place.
You ain't dumping nothing. Take the napkins and that other stuff first and then come back for the china later. That's expensive stuff. I don't want nothing busted.
Yeah. Well, all right, I'll make two trips.
Now, wait a minute. I don't want Alice to see you carrying that stuff out of the house. I'd better check and make sure she's still upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me a minute. Mm-hmm. Oh, Alice!
Yes, Phil?
Are you still sick?
Is Elliot still here?
Yes?
I'm still sick.
Good. Just stay that way a little longer.
I don't understand some of the conversations that go on in this house. Oh, well. I better take this stuff and get going. I'll be back for the dishes later.
We'll be right back with more of Phil Harris and Alice Faye right after this short break.
If I give my heart to you, will you handle it with care?
Over Heels with Melody of Love, Great 50s Love Songs, a 3-CD collection of 75 classic love songs brought to you by MusicRewind.com.
Writing love letters in the sand.
Order Melody of Love, Great 50s Love Songs now at MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 and pay only $19.98. Plus, get a bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code LOVE33. That's MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 now. Remember, promo code LOVE33. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with mild to moderate Alzheimer's dementia? A clinical study is currently underway in New Jersey at both Hackensack University Medical Center and Jersey Shore University Medical Center. The therapy uses a simple, safe, lightweight headband that you wear 3 times a day for just 15 minutes in the comfort of your home. The Institutional Review Board for the study determined that the device is a non-significant risk device. Similar FDA-approved medical devices are being used to effectively treat other conditions. The electrical field produced by the device is less powerful than the field produced by a cell phone. This 4-month treatment study is currently underway. Act now. Enrollment is limited. To learn more or to see if you qualify, call 551-AD-STUDY. That's 551-237-8839. Or visit adxstudy.com.
Now, the Small Business Breakdown from the Pat Miller Show.
America's small business conversation.
Now your host, Pat Miller.
There's a lot that can go wrong in your business, but there's one thing that will eventually go wrong that you can be prepared for if you act right now. That is backing up your personal and business data. Someday, somewhere, that 1-inch piece of plastic that powers your computer will fry, or someone will hack into your system, and you'll be left wondering, gee, do I have all of my stuff backed up? Emergencies with your data will happen. So today, you should have 1 hard copy backup in your office and 2 copies in the cloud. Act today to protect your small business, or you may regret it.
Join America's Small Business Conversation
on The Pat Miller Show.
Available now at patmillershow.com.
Welcome back to the New Year's Eve party with Phil Harris and Alice Faye on When Radio Was.
I wonder if I ought to tell Phil about the New Year's Eve party I planned. No, I'd better not. I know he'll invite Elliot and all those musicians. Oh, dear, I hope that isn't Julius with the food I ordered for the party. If Phil sees it, it'll be a dead giveaway. Phil, who's at the door?
It's our gabby neighbor, Mrs. Stewart. I'll let her in.
Well, if it
is... Hello, Mr. Harris. I didn't expect to find you home this time of day. Don't you ever work? Seems every time I come over, you're here.
Well,
I guess when a man's married to a rich woman, he doesn't have to worry about making a living. I heard your wife is loaded. Offhand, how much would you say she's worth?
Well, I don't...
Oh, you can tell me. I can keep a secret. I'm very close-mouthed. Not a word passes my lips.
You must have a hole in your side. Them words are...
Say the funniest things. No wonder you're on the Jack Benny show.
Look,
you know,
I'm not
I love you on that show. But tell me, why did you change your name to Bob Crosby? I thought Phil Harris was much funnier name.
I know, but I wanted everybody to think I was Bing's brother.
Oh, well, I never think so in many
You'd
years.
Be surprised the publicity you get that way. Next year, I may become Liberace's brother. And a year after, if I can get hold of that doctor in Copenhagen, I may become Hildegard's sister. There's no end to the things I can become if I set my mind to it.
My, you're a gabby one, aren't you? Now, look, I just came over to see your wife.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Stewart.
Oh, there you are, Mrs. Harris. Well, I'm glad you're here. I came over to tell you I'm having a New Year's Eve party, and I wanted to...
Well, I'm sorry, but I'm sick, and I won't be able to come.
Oh, nobody asked you to. I just came over to borrow something. I'd like to ask you to the party. We were having mostly society people, and you just wouldn't fit in with them, dearie. After all, you show people aren't very good at parties except for entertaining. Of course, if you want to stop and sing a song or two, that'll be all right. But don't mingle with the guests.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Stewart, but I can't come to your party. You see, I'm not well. In fact, I'm very sick. I'd better go upstairs and lie down right now. Goodbye.
But Mrs. Harris, I... Well, she's a strange creature, isn't she? Oh, well, I just came over to borrow something. Now, what was it again? Oh, yes, yes, I need a cream and sugar set.
Well, Miss Stewart, the only thing we've got is a sterling silver set. It was a wedding gift.
Oh, that'll be good enough. Oh, I see it there on the sideboard. I'll help myself.
Now, wait a minute. That's part of a complete silver service. It comes with knives and forks, and Alice don't like to break it up.
Oh, well, I don't blame her. I'll just borrow the whole thing.
Mrs. Stewart, please, we don't...
Now, thank you, Mr. Harris. You're such a nice man. I can't understand why people are always saying nasty things about you. You're not half as bad as they say. Well, I better run along. I think you're a good neighbor, and if you ever want to borrow anything from me, just remember, Happy New Year!
I wonder how she'd sound with a mute. Someday I'm going to hold a derby over her mouth and get that do-what, 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 do-what.
Has she gone, Phil?
Yeah, she's gone, she's gone.
She has a lot of nerve inviting me to her party just so I can sing. I don't have to sing in her house. If I want to sing, I can do it in my own house. And I think I will.
Go ahead.
Thumbelina, Thumbelina, tiny little thing. Thumbelina dance, Thumbelina sing. Well, Thumbelina, what's the difference if you're very small? When your heart is full of love, you're 9 feet tall.
9 feet tall, so very tall.
So you're no bigger than my thumb.
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 Sweet Thumbelina, don't be glum.
Don't be glum.
Now, now, now.
Come, come, come. Thumbelina, Thumbelina, tiny little thing. Thumbelina dance, Thumbelina sing. Thumbelina, what's the difference if you're very small? When your heart is full of love, you're 9 feet tall.
Thumbelina.
Time for a short break, but we'll wrap up this New Year's celebration right after these messages.
Whether you're born country or the country lifestyle was born in you, celebrate Christmas country style at the Christmas celebration of the decade at historic Hawes Farms, a country Christmas playground where folks gather to play as hard as they work. All ages invited and all are welcome. Catch a ride on a country-covered wagon or the mighty Hawes Express and view lights on the farm. Warm yourself by glowing fires, roast s'mores, sip cocoa, and enjoy the friendship and freedom that these country folks have enjoyed for over 150 years. Let the kids loose to enjoy all the rides from go-karts to roller coasters. Ice skate for as long as you like, free, thanks to Haas Ranch and Farm Supply. Reserve your ticket to ride today at historichaasfarms.com or simply head out to Haas Farms and yell, Merry Christmas. They'll know what you need. And have a very Merry Christmas from Greg and Nicola Haas.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Welcome back. Phil Harris and Alice Faye are standing by, and this is When Radio Was.
That was very pretty, Alice. You want to know something, honey? Mm-hmm. I'm glad you got us out of going to Elliot's party and Mrs. Stewart's. You know, it's going to be a lot more fun just the two of us sitting here singing at each other.
Oh, Phil. Phil, there's something I ought to tell you. On New Year's Eve, I'll get it.
You better not. Might be somebody else inviting us to a party. You'll only have to run back here and be sick again. I'll get it. I hope New Year's Eve won't be too dull with just Alice and me. I wonder if Alice would mind if I invited that red-headed manicurist over. The poor kid will probably be... Nah.
Hiya, Curly. Came back for the dishes. Where are they? I got to get them over to my house, then I got to go shopping, get the food for my party, then I got to start cooking it.
Today?
Sure. Party starts at 8 o'clock tonight.
But New Year's Eve ain't until Wednesday.
Well, I know. We've got to get warmed up.
It takes 3 days to do that.
Certainly. That way, by New Year's Eve, we'll have a full head of steam. Where are the dishes?
They're in them two cartons. Look, you take one and I'll take the other.
Okay. Hey, it's heavy.
Yeah. All right, be careful with them now, will you? They're expensive dishes.
Yeah.
Hey, look, come on. We better sneak out in the kitchen door. Go out that kitchen way so Alice doesn't see us.
Okay, Curly. Hey, can you open the door? I got my arms full.
Anybody home? It's me, Junior.
Don't come in, kid. I'm standing in the back of the door.
Don't tell me not to come in. I gotta come in because I'm delivering. The groceries.
Oh, no. Now look at that pile of broken crockery.
Hey, that crockery's moving. Looks like something's coming through it.
It's me. Julius, this is all your fault.
Why is it my fault.
I was standing behind the door with an armful of crockery, just like Mr. Harris is doing now.
Oh. I see. And when I opened the door like this...
Just the way it happened, and you can see why it was your fault.
I disagree. Let's run through it once more.
Okay, I'll get another stack of...
Come back here! Oh, I'm dead. That was our best china. Elliot, this is your fault. If you hadn't borrowed the stuff, this wouldn't have happened.
I guess it is partly my fault, and I'm going to reimburse you the price of the dishes. How much do they cost?
$200.
$200?
Yes, and you're going to pay for them, and then I'll let you keep them. They're all yours.
All right. All right, I'll pay you for them. How do you want to be paid? I'd give you my personal check, my IOU, or my promissory note.
Now, there's a nice assortment of absolutely nothing.
Will you please? My checks happen to be good. You've accepted a lot of them at your market, haven't you?
Yeah, we have.
Julius, are his checks good?
Yeah. You roll them up in a little wad, and they make the best handballs you ever saw.
Why don't you beat it?
Not till I deliver the groceries Miss Fay ordered.
All right, all right. Leave them here, and I'll pay you for them. How much are they?
$300.
What did she order? Mink hamburgers?
No. She ordered champagne, caviar, and a whole truckload of stuff for the New Year's Eve party.
What are you talking about? We ain't even having no party. Alice couldn't have ordered it for New Year's Eve.
Curly, don't you see what happened? The groceries must be for me. Alice couldn't come to my party, so she's treating me to all the food.
Oh, that's what I say.
She's a doll. Curly, this gives me a chance to repay my debt to her.
How do you mean?
Well, I owe her $200 for the dishes I broke, right?
Right.
So I'll pay her back by leaving her my $300 worth of groceries.
Oh, now, wait a minute. That ain't fair. The dishes are only worth $200.
Well, that's all right. She can owe me $100.
Oh, no. We don't want to be obligated. Tell you what. I'll throw in the refrigerator.
Okay, but the refrigerator's worth about $300. That means I owe you $200.
Yeah. What can you give me?
How much are those broken dishes worth again?
$200.
You keep them and we're even.
It's a deal.
Ooh, I gotta stop coming to this house. That kind of talk could stunt me growth.
Will you be quiet? Deliver all them groceries. I want them delivered to Mr. Lewis's apartment. Come on, Elliot. We better get these broken dishes out of here before Alice...
Oh, Phil, Phil, something awful has happened. We've been robbed.
Robbed?
Yes, a burglar stole my silverware, my crystal glasses, and the bone china.
Now, wait a minute. Don't get excited, honey. Mrs. Stewart borrowed your silverware, and Elliot borrowed your glasses.
Well, how about my bone china?
That's the only thing the burglar stole. We tried to stop him, but he was a slippery little Dickens. He just flew down through the...
Phil, that was my good china. Phil, what are those two piles of rubble on the floor?
Where? Oh, that? Volcanic ash. Mount Wilson just erupted again. The news on
Stop that nonsense. What is that on the floor?
Oh, look, honey, I might as well tell you the truth. Elliot was borrowing your dishes and dropped them.
But, Phil, I have guests coming. My silver is gone, my glasses are gone, and my dishes are broken into a million... Oh.
Elliot, she fainted.
Yeah. Well, I better go over to my apartment and get things ready for the party.
Wait a minute. I'm going with you.
You're going to leave Alice unconscious?
You don't think I'm going to bring her too so she can beat my brains out, do you?
Don't you think we ought to wait till she comes too so I can thank her for the food she got me?
We ain't got no time. Just write a note and I'll pin it on her. Ah.
Alice and Phil will be back in just a moment. You can play any record, 45, 33 and a third, or 78 RPM, automatically on RCA Victor's new three-speed Victrola attachment. The center is the secret. Your 45 records fit perfectly on the large center spindle. Records change from the center, the modern 45 way. And this unique spindle slips off in a jiffy when you want to play your 33 and a third and 78 RPM records. So buy whatever records you like in the speeds and sizes you prefer, and play them automatically through any AC radio, phonograph, or TV set on RCA Victor's new three-speed Victrola attachment. When you visit your dealers, listen to RCA Victor's new Glenn Miller album. It's music in the Miller manner. 8 wonderful hit tunes, including Intermezzo and Sleepy Lagoon. Ask for Glenn Miller Concert, Volume 3, at your RCA Victor dealers tomorrow.
Folks, this is Phil again. As we celebrate this new year, this week, millions of cars will crowd our streets and highways. In every car will lurk a grim menace who will turn pleasure into tragedy if he can. So obey all traffic regulations, stay within lawful and common sense speed limits, and refrain from drinking if you drive. Remember, traffic accidents have been piling up, a total of more than 30,000 deaths and over 1 million injuries each year. And holidays always take a tragic toll of fatalities and injuries. So keep on the alert every instant, not only for yourself, but for the other guy. Drive as if your life depends on it, because it does. Thanks, and Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Included in this program transcribed was Lois Corbett. The part of Julius was played by Walter Tetley. A while ago, you heard about the latest album in RCA Victor's great Glenn Miller concert series. Now, a word about the first two volumes. In Volume 1, RCA Victor brings you Glenn Miller in actual on-stage performances of 8 jazz hits, and both albums are available in all 3 speeds. Visit your record dealers tomorrow. Ask for RCA Victor's Glenn Miller concert albums.
Yet another great one from the Phil Harris and Alice Faye Show. That New Year's Eve themed offering was from December 28, 1952. As you heard, it was from a time after Elliot Lewis had stopped using the character name Frankie Remley. As I've shared with you many times before, there was a real Remley. He worked with Phil Harris over on the Jack Benny program. Since he was a musician and not an actor, Lewis was cast to play the role when the Harris and Faye Show was launched. In 1949, Benny had bolted from NBC for CBS, and it took some time, but eventually they would stop using the Remley name on Harrison Fay. Instead, Elliot Lewis used his real name. I'm Greg Bell, and as you heard announcer Bill Foreman say, the cast included Lois Corbett. She was nosy neighbor Mrs. Stewart. The Iowa-born performer also worked quite a bit on the Jack Benny program, as well as the Halls of Ivy, My Little Margie, and some dramatic series, namely Suspense, Lux Radio Theater, and Philip Marlowe. Over on television, Corbett was Lois Wilson on Benny's TV show and appeared on The Gale Storm Show and The Adventures of Jim Bowie. My question this time, do you recall the actor who played the title character in that series based on a real-life frontiersman and Alamo fighter? I'll have the answer and wrap up when radio was right after this break.
Ladies and gentlemen, the story you are about to hear is true. Only the names have been changed to protect the innocent.
The ultra-realistic crime dramas of Dragnet were tight, tense, and always on target.
I'll make it as brief as I can. Every minute counts. What time you got, Friday?
8:33.
All right, here it is. 55 minutes ago, a man walked into this building with a homemade bomb under his arm. If we don't release his brother from the county jail by 9 o'clock this morning, he says he'll pull the trigger on the bomb and blow up the whole building.
Radio's most memorable police procedural brought you stories of dedicated cops who were looking after citizens and looking out for each other.
What do you want us to do?
It's a volunteer job. You can take it or leave it. I won't order you to do it.
How you want to handle it?
You sure you want a piece of this one, Romero?
No, he doesn't, Ed. He's got a family. Get me another single man. We'll give it a try.
Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Dragnet Get 'Em, stars Jack Webb as Sergeant Joe Friday and Raymond Burr as Ed Backstrand, chief of detectives in 20 real-life cases from official police files.
I'll take care of the phone. We'll disconnect it for a while. Now get it straight, copper. I'm through with your stinking, rotten lying. I want Elwood here, and I want him now. Bring him here before I blow you all to pieces.
Now, for a limited time, you can get Dragnet Get 'Em for 50% off. It's a steal, but not a crime. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code DRAGNET7 to score your own copy of Dragnet Get 'Em for only $19.99.
Now, we're not going in after these punks like tin horn heroes. We're going after them, and we're coming out alive, all of us.
The LAPD plays it smart, and you should, too. Go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code DRAGNET7 to order Dragnet Get 'Em for half price. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Before the break, I was talking about the 1950s television series, The Adventures of Jim Bowie. And I want you to know the name of the actor who played the frontiersman. It was Scott Forbes. Hey, I'm Greg Bell, and we're done this time around, but visit us at whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.